If she drinks beer, she's a keeper. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour, craft beer
show.
Podcasting.
Ooh,
I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to get beers to look out for. We're going to talk about beers that used to be beers, and now they're not beers anymore because we drank them. And
so they're not beers if we drink them.
Nope, they're different. We're going to have all the funs. We're going to have lots of beers and a special guest. Very controversial. Caused all kinds of ruckus last time.
Number two episode.
Number two
in all of history.
Second most controversial episode of all time in the fucking world.
Let's see if they can top their old record.
The motherfucking clam jam.
Clam jam. Number two.
Clam jammers are back again.
First cuss word of the episode. Drop a quarter in the bucket.
This is not
we got
one.
Both sides of the shell, mijas.
This is not one you can listen to with the kids.
Nobody likes half a shell on a
unless
clam.
Unless your kids
jam.
Are super rowdy.
People listen to this with their kids?
Yes. Oh, in the sometimes. Car.
Oh,
on the way to work.
On the way to work and on our way to drop them off in school.
Rad yeah. Stacy from hey. New Belgium.
That's me.
Woo. And Shamalama Ding Dong.
Shabalabas in his house.
Together we formed the clam jam.
Yeah, when I was asking,
this is like the best wrestling team, WWE.
We're so ready.
When are you guys going pro?
We definitely
no, we've already been there.
Oh,
you guys need some.
I don't
pro
be
music.
The signature move of the clam jam.
You don't. Yeah. It's something we practice when again Stacy has a lot of lagunitas.
Yeah. Oh yes, we did. We established
isn't that scissor
give
move.
Stacy,
yes,
yeah, definitely the scissor move.
I was hoping for a scissor move.
Oh man, I could actually see that working.
I fished and caught exactly the fish I was looking for. Well, we'll try to keep it on the rails as much as possible. But it's going to be hard because we're going to be having
just,
beers. Nobody's,
we'll just go away and
nobody's
let them
grabbing
take over.
Beers, so what the hell, dude?
Give me.
Oh, now. Now, okay.
Now you don't have an opener?
No, I don't have an opener. Never have a show without an opener. Oh.
I love gold.
I just trying to get this out of the way. It's juicy watermelon beer.
So I haven't had it yet either. This is new for all of us.
Ooh.
So last year we had heavy melon, and now this is juicy watermelon.
Good lord.
I was told that it's juicier.
Then?
For what that is worth to all of you.
Juicier than what?
If you
exactly?
like watermelon and you like lime,
we'll
you're
take a
probably going to like this.
Tiny bit of this. So who do we look to for the reaction?
Definitely Bearded Brewer.
I don't care for it.
769.
This is not my favorite style.
Don't you're lie. Just adding numbers to his name now.
I add all kinds of stuff to his name. Papa Lips.
Is this the one with that watermelon hop that we talked about last week? Some other. We had another beer that wasn't a year, guys? Whose beer?
It was melon hop, but it wasn't watermelon.
Oh.
In fact, I taste no watermelon
it's super
in this.
Juicy.
As they all should be.
No.
It has two times the juiciness.
Cool off with the summer refreshingly fruity
like
summer beer.
And I don't know if you guys knew it was summer yet, but it's summer because this is out now.
Is this like
it is supposed to be.
We have declared
that 70 degrees in Fresno Friday.
What are we still doing in pants?
I don't know.
If this is summer,
is this like pumpkin?
I hate pants.
Take your pants off.
It's like pumpkin beers in July.
Yeah, but those are all from the previous year.
They score! Warm up. Pumpkin
bum,
beer!
Bum, bum.
They warm up the leftovers, put them out.
This isn't bad.
That's a terrible review, though, because that just means it also wasn't good to you.
It's not great, but it's not bad.
Dang. So, what's next on the table?
Dang!
So there was that.
I'm not a fan.
I saw it at BevMo, and I was like, I should take it on the podcast.
You saw it at BevMo.
Wait, we got
you're
a
buying
BevMo
New Belgium beer at BevMo?
Yeah, because I don't want to go get a whole case. I just wanted a sixer.
Okay.
For you guys. You're welcome.
Wow. Gosh. That was like out of your personal budget?
No.
It's a little sour for me.
It is relatively in code, so she.
So do you just walk in and go, "I'm taking this." Hey guys, I'm taking this.
Taking this. I'm Rad Stacy.
Here's my card.
I've been on the New Belgian bike. I've been on the New Belgian bike. It's okay.
I got a bell. I got a bell in my trunk.
Official business. Bing, bing. Oh yeah, I'm over the bells right
over
now.
The bells.
Over the bells.
I feel like I can hear.
Hey man,
them
I'm
in my
over
sleep.
The bells. There's a new one from New Belgium.
Over the bells.
I'm over the bells.
I'm not over really bells. Over the bike bells. Over. Just over the sound.
Over. We I also we had on the during the tailgate we had a Libertine authentic slow wild ale. It was very authentic to slow.
I think it was
a wild ale.
It was made with San Luis Obispo wild yeast found ubiquitously in the environment.
Bubblegum Alley yeast.
Yeah. Well, it's when it's college night, they go out and collect.
Oh, boy.
Giant butterfly nets just right. Hovering around all the dive
catching
bars.
Catching all the yeast.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, ladies, breathe into this.
Uh-huh. Open your legs.
Dang, I wasn't going to go quite there. But
well,
Shane is taking
you surprised.
We're only clam one beer
jam, back at it again.
Clam jam. Mark one up for the clam jam.
We did have some gin and tonic before we got here.
Yeah. That was a good gin and tonic.
It was pretty good, actually.
You guys had one with two straws? No.
Two with one straw.
Two with one straw.
Two with one.
I don't use straws.
The collector straw.
Can hurt your eye. Right? Scratch your cornea. You never know what's going to happen.
So if the clam
dangerous jam, game.
Guys, if the clam jam gets to get... Last week we established that if two or more listeners are together drinking, it's called a get it. It's a perfect pour get it. It's called a get it.
But
so if you guys are together drinking, is that count as a get it?
We have to establish,
now,
do
is that
they
one
listen?
Word?
Yeah, it? Well, it's true.
Is it a hashtag?
I'm not
get
sure
it?
That they listen.
I don't like get together, but get it.
Get
is that
it.
G-I-T-I-T?
It's just a fun tag.
Or
when two or more listeners are together,
like the first way.
It's called a get it.
Huh.
It's fun. It's fun to say.
You it. Make it sound fun.
I do, yeah.
Probably
I doing get that a lot.
Listen,
a lot
kids.
Of, a lot of girls tell me.
Fucking fun.
Boy, you really make this sound fun, Mike. Thanks.
Oh, anyways.
Anytime.
So
about that.
On what's next?
Let's get into some culture.
So, I was going to say probably open the Dayblazer, which is what
let's
I was going to say.
Get into a Dayblazer. I can't fit into my Dayblazer anymore, sadly.
What about your Nightblazer?
Too chubby.
Oh, I love gold.
Always can get into that. I'll make sure of it. I don't think it fits anymore, honey. It's going to fit.
Your dog is being really aggressive over here.
That's what he does.
Hi, baby.
He's aggressively hop.
Lab.
Aggressively no, hop.
He's aggressively hop dog. Aggressively hop.
How about some?
We boys? Didn't hop these mildly. We hopped them aggressively.
All right, Dayblazer.
Dayblazer going around the
it.
Table.
Good
this
old
is
day
fucking
blazer.
Crushable.
Whoa.
Yes.
There's that word.
Our first crushable.
There it is. First crushable.
First crushable use. And
why,
this week's episode.
Why did they take my shift away from me?
Is this worth taking away shift? We'll see. We'll be the judge.
I'm going to say, look out, Ocho Zero Cinco. Coming for you.
Clever way. Why is that the first time we've heard that?
Easy going
we're in Fresno.
Ale.
Easy going ale. Not a whole lot else to say about it.
Enjoy.
No adjuncts. Just so you know.
Still tastes like a lager.
Didn't someone
even
from Game of Thrones
keep,
drink
they
this?
Ale.
They post a picture
it's
with
got
this.
A Game
it's
of
more
Thrones
of a Kolsch
kind of...
bearded brewer 87.
What? It's a Kolsch?
So is this
Lane's
a...
more Kolsch-y? No.
Is this a beer for the brewers?
It does taste more Kolsch.
This
like
is a beer for...
Beer brewed by
kayakers,
brewers, for
hikers.
Brewers.
Oh, yeah.
Pack in, pack out, my friends.
That's right.
This is like that Pivo Pils.
Mm-hmm.
Where all the brewers are like, best beer ever.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like an ice.
Gold medal.
So good.
Gold medal.
24 ounces, 2
it's
for 5,
I can crush
6, 7,
it all
11.
Day. It's crushable, man.
Yes. Plastic wrapping to hold them together
no.
nicely?
No.
Why not?
Because plastic wrapping involves heat. We don't like to heat strike our beer on the way out. We even chill. We even
you,
cool down our
can
fucking
you cold, can you cold shrink them?
Listen to me, Randy.
I heard... Cold mix shrinkage happen.
We actually chill our cardboard before we
personal
package.
Experience.
That's how into it we are.
It was shrinkage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
no
for
shrink
your wife.
Wrapping.
No heat striking.
Plus, all that plastic, it gets into, like, whale blowholes and stuff, which is bad.
Penguins, they because the ocean that you guys are fishies. Near.
And penguins are fucking dumb. They'll eat
They are fucking idiots. Have you seen that video, the confirmation video of them just falling?
Yeah, why are they still alive?
Yeah, why are they still alive?
That was pretty.
Because they're prolific in their
meat. What is going on?
That's poor funny. Penguins.
How did we get into all right. penguins?
I don't know.
What'd you guys think of the Day Blazer? Crushable.
Currently enjoying this Day Blazer. Just throwing that out.
That's easy. You know? It is crushable.
Crushable.
It's quite aqueous and crushable.
Now when I'm on the slopes, you know, I'll be drinking a Day Blazer, you know.
I'm just blazing.
Ooh, I'm just Day Blazing.
Can't wait to get down to the bottom of the mountain and crack open a Day Blazer.
I really do want to start some hashtags about, like, I'm just Day Blazing.
Why wait to the bottom?
I'm pretty sure it's already
on the lifty. That is taken up by something else.
But it needs to just roll into that, though, so like it all just gets looped in together.
So we got
to
be like, oh, what's this chick doing? Oh.
I'm hashtag blazing with the Day Blazing.
I'm sure there's people just going through Day Blazing hashtag all day long. Checking to see who knew is using Day Blazing. Oh, so shit!
The other day, I shared this. I don't know if any of you are Game of Thrones fans at all. But Khal Drogo was drinking a Day Blazer. His Jeep broke down, and he was like, fucking Jeep broke
down.
There's
no Jeeps in Game of Thrones, Stacey.
Well, he died already in Game of Thrones.
Don't tell me.
So if you die, you get a Jeep?
I've yet to catch up. Right.
I mean,
come on.
He's figuratively dead. Anyway, the character.
You're talking about Aquaman.
The actor.
Yeah.
His Jeep in real life. Broke down.
It was real life Jeep.
Yeah, he had a real life non.
That's a real life Jeep.
Non Game of Thrones Jeep. Non Dragon Blood driven.
You're losing me.
Yes.
But yeah, he was like, my fucking Jeep broke down, and he's like, thank God for beer, and he was like sitting there with a Day Blazer on the side of the road next to his broken down Jeep, which I thought was rad.
Wow. Doesn't count as open container if the car the vehicle.
But then his other
down.
Hashtag was, I wish it was Guinness, which kind of made me sad.
That's why you don't.
It's clear.
At least it's beer.
And interest lost. No, in the because he said he'd rather have a Guinness.
Back, he's backing you up. He's all right. He's all right.
Yeah.
He made a face.
Come on. Let's save the fighting for
really
hour
taking
two.
This personal.
Hour one's supposed to be all happy and stuff. Woman, hour two is a fighting hour.
Use those emotions, babe.
Yeah.
Power surges.
All right.
That should be a good. Be a beer name.
Or anything culturally worth mentioning? Boys, Nick, Matt's busy working.
Here's one surely to send the hipsters into a frenzy.
Oh no!
Oh, this place is about to blow up.
I'm gonna go.
The brewery is releasing Chocolate Rain to everybody. No longer have to be a reserve member to get Chocolate Rain. Did you know this?
I'm trying to contain my excitement.
Yep.
That is a big beer, too. That's a 19.6.
I'm looking forward to the forums where the shit's going to hit the fan because of all the...
Because people don't have jobs.
Yeah. And lots of disposable income, apparently.
Oh, my God.
You can get it online.
Well, yeah, when you had to be a reserve member to get this previously, and now your sacred beer is
now you
available
can buy it.
Well, obviously,
everybody.
So it costs money to be a reserve
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah. How much does it cost?
Who knows?
Oh. So none of you are reserve
your
members.
Amex card must be, your Amex card must be the black color to get in.
It's coming out March 24th.
It's
got to
be made out of titanium.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
All we know
start
is
saving.
Pretty soon you'll be able to buy this at Grocery Outlet.
Well, here is a message to the elite. You don't stay there for long.
And the new segment.
Wow. Shots.
This just in the can.
Oh, I see what you did there.
This just in the can. Half Acres Double Daisy Cutter, Left Hand's Nitro Milk Stout, and Full Sail's Session Lager, all in cans this
Lager.
Year.
Lager up.
I think that session lager would be pretty solid.
Mm-hmm. That is a good, that's a good one to be in.
So it looks like Year of the Can is happening.
I'm excited about that one.
Yeah. It's about fucking time. Infinitely recyclable, way better for the beer. Get with the program, America.
There you go.
Come on. Make beer great again.
Oh.
And there's companies. And there's companies getting into can making that are not Ball. So that's also helping.
Ooh,
that's
good. Oh, really?
Because we had, like, a year ago, we had this whole thing where Budweiser was buying up all the cans. Mm-hmm. And then the people couldn't use cans. Craft beers couldn't use cans.
There was like at one point, there was a 6-month wait period to sign a new contract with Ball for cans. Oh, wow. And since then, I know places like Grandstand and other companies, they're buying old factories that were decommissioned by Ball or mergers with bigger companies. So there's other people getting in the game. So it's going to help out the small guys.
That's awesome.
Was there like a shortage of aluminum mining as well, or?
No, I just think
making it.
Yeah. Only Nobody two companies made cans. It, you know, Pepsi or Coke. Who are you going to go with?
Pepsi.
Coke.
Well, Obama closed all the aluminum mines.
What now?
Nothing.
Obama closed all the mines.
Yeah.
I believe it's called aluminium.
Aluminium.
You know, cancer is going around over there, so maybe it's a good thing.
Jesus. Wow.
That's my American right to have cancer, you damn it.
I mean,
don't.
Are we? You're going to bring Red Frank out on this podcast, aren't you?
No.
Let's not go there. Keep it calm. Everybody's all right.
That brings me back. I'm right. I'm back. Not tangent. I'm okay.
It's okay.
Everything's fine.
Here, I know it'll make it better.
Oh, yeah.
Clutch! Do we have any clutch songs?
1-1-0-0-0-1-1.
There are other clutch songs?
Oh, man.
Well, so going on the table, what we got here?
That was a good
Stacey,
clutch. Is our sour stout is a collaboration Stute. With the band Clutch because they are sour and rockin'.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's
they're true. Sour.
I can't say Super that I've
sour.
Had a.
This
I
mean, music is sour.
They rock, but boy, are they sour.
Boy, are they sour.
Hold on, let me slam this juicy watermelon.
Whoa, craft slam.
Oh, is she one of those?
Yeah,
you
one
have you. You one have of those, either of you shotgunned a craft beer yet?
On the face.
You ready? Oh,
I'm not going heads up. No, I'm
heads up.
Merely asking.
Matt loves the slam beer. You should ask him.
Have you before, or will you?
This is a beautiful beer. This is the second time that we've made this beer.
Ooh, I don't know if Nick's
you guys gonna,
Nick's
I can't
remember
say
it a few years back.
Lips of Faith.
Almanac was the last sour stout that I've had.
Yep. So stout base.
I'm drooling,
Oscar
sorry.
Sour Oscar, which is our dark sour, wood barrel aged in our Hooters.
In your Hooters?
My Fooders.
Now
my
barrel Fooders. Age anything.
Wasn't
my
there
Hooters?
A sour coffee that now was on Nitro from
yes.
Oscar? Mm-hmm. And it yeah. wasn't it accidentally Nitro or accidentally sour? One of the two.
Neither of those things were accidental.
Accidentally sour.
On purpose.
Well, no, I meant
that's,
like
that's my new band.
The keg that showed up.
It's my new soft rock band. Accidentally sour.
Somehow that would still sell.
I feel like. Yep. We had a miscommunication with which kind of coffee it was.
Okay.
Coffeed with.
But I just remember that guy's name being thrown around. This Oscar guy did a coffee sour stout.
Thing. Oh, got it. Yeah. So, we have a name for our dark sour beer at New Belgium. It's called Oscar. We've been calling it that since the 90s.
It's not a guy. Dang it.
But it's Oscar and Felix, odd couple. Okay, so Felix is the blonde sour.
Oh.
So Felix goes into the La Terroir. And I always call La Terroir the hot blonde sister to La Folie. Just
the old
she's
coot.
Amazing. Yeah. Show you a good time.
And
the old coot.
Now I have to go watch. The Odd Couple.
No. All right.
Whoa. Wow.
Oh, my God.
Intruder alert?
Security.
Apparently there is a non-fan of Clutch in here.
I saw a shadow. Hey. Everybody.
What do you guys think
thanks,
of the Clutch?
Thanks, Louie. Awesome. Oh, all right. Keep going, guys.
So Louie has his own opinions about the Clutch.
What else? Is it Nick, is there more culture? Matt, is there more culture?
I have no culture.
What?
So, local
Wow.
Mind the table.
Yes, it's wood. Thanks for noticing.
Let me out! Let me out!
What's in our table? Now I'm scared.
Get me out of here!
I'm frightened. So Choco Tasso, you may have heard of this beer.
Hmm.
Is it like
I've heard of this beer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, actually. It's very chocolatey. What's going on here? A lot of table noise.
Yeah, I know.
So Choco Tasso made its way down to San Diego and showed up on 3B Zine podcast.
Oh.
Brewed by Zach's Brewing and Scotty B Brewing.
Nice.
Not even done. I'm just going to take some more.
There's a lot of ancillary noise happening.
Yeah. We're just going to wait.
Is everything okay over there?
No.
Uh-oh. Mike's going to have to edit this part out.
It's El Chupacabra. Oh, he's bringing water.
It might have been.
Mm. Blue dolphins.
I cannot confirm.
Blue dolphins on the rocks. Louis.
You get nothing. Good day.
Good day to you, sir.
Fuck you, Rad Steezy. Coming on our podcast.
So what's happening, guys?
Surly.
So,
what do you guys do? What's this about?
Choco Tasso and 3B Zine. That's what you missed.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Missed it. It's over.
No, did they get some?
Maybe. If you were here, you wouldn't know.
Damn it. I'll have to listen to the show, I guess. Find out.
Now you'll never know.
I had a sour cucumber beer on Saturday.
Yay.
That's
exactly what
That's a first. I've heard of that.
A what? Sour?
It was sour cucumber beer. It was called Calypso. Sour cucumber beer by... What was it? Fatties?
I say, was it by Doug?
About it. It was in a group text.
Classic craft beer name. Fatties.
It was like something. I don't know, from Santa Barbara.
That's not nearly classy enough to be from Santa Barbara.
It really was. It said some Fatties from Santa Barbara. It was like Fatties Brewing Company.
No. These words do not go together.
No,
look that
Fatties from Santa Barbara.
Look it up. If you like cucumbers and sour stuff.
I can believe Gordo.
All over it.
Gordo.
The last text you sent me, you were talking about Zima.
Yes.
I was psyched about Zima coming back. Because we had just been talking about that.
Zima's back, baby.
I have heard, since I manage distributors, I've heard that there is product on some floors right now. So all of you Zima fans.
Yeah, it's the liquor store that had Zima sitting in the back corner of the liquor store for 20 years.
They just scooted it back.
Sweet!
Oh, that's an older date code. Put that out first.
Yep.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Captain Fatties?
Captain Fatties, that's what it is. Thank you. See? Wow. From Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara.
I do not believe this.
That's in the bad side of town. Santa Barbara.
The Oxnard side.
Sour cucumber beer. You heard it here first.
All right. I believe you.
Captain Fatties.
Still not going to believe it.
They were right across from me at the Brewfest.
So,
I had a sexy looking
beer. Were they enjoying your bell?
Probably not. So, it was loud.
Rad Station Shamalama Ding Dong work in the premier craft beer bar in Central Valley. Can you tell me, like, is there any trends?
I wouldn't really call it work.
Well, there's lots of fun having.
There's mopping involved. and urinals.
Is there any kind of trend?
What are you doing to these urinals?
Wow.
Wouldn't you like to know?
Yeah, not anymore. Never mind. Change my mind.
Stay back.
I don't know if I'm more interested in the urinals now or less interested.
Well, I've been trying to figure out how to make the smell go away. That's been like my mission.
It's pretty stagnant.
It's called cleaning products.
Dynamite.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Guys, we're trying. I'm sorry.
Here's a hint. It's probably not the urinal.
I don't know if it's in the drain.
Is it like
system?
The 360 spin while people are pissing?
Yeah,
is that
I was
going to
say,
happening?
check the nooks and crannies in the vicinity.
In the corners.
Well, I've been definitely mopping up high.
Nice.
Just trying.
Okay.
Trying to figure
go
it out.
Go higher.
Anyway.
Go higher and check
other than smelly bathrooms.
Check the sink also.
The sink is very small.
Is there like some...
challenge accepted. That's all I heard.
Is there beer geek trends happening that you have noticed Like, foggy IPAs, or is everyone...
The Northeastern are definitely coming in. We're seeing a lot of them.
They're just popping, and everyone's like, yeah!
Boo. Everyone's getting on the trend. Yeah, it's pretty shitty. It's pretty shitty. Oh,
you're not a fan.
No, I love them, but to make a good one, as far as every fucking brewery is doing right now, I'm not impressed.
You're not impressed with all the latecomers coming in?
Like, no.
Here's mine.
I'm gonna, I don't like it.
I'm going to make a public service announcement, though.
PSA.
Okay, gentlemen, don't order the 10% cider.
Oh, God, I'm tired of cleaning up your throat.
Guys... You can't.
We can't handle it.
You cannot handle it.
The ladies can handle their shit.
Drink like seven of those ciders,
and they are fine. They're walking out, going to Tower Sports across the street, and still taking their tequila shots.
Walking out with power equipment.
No, they're fine. They're fine.
The men slam that shit, and they're like, "I'm gonna go puke in the urinal," and that's what's happening. Just please.
And then you try to flush it.
Slam it. Put the glass down and go. Pick it in the urinal. See you later.
Stick with the stout, guys. Please. Please stop drinking the 10%
There's
cider.
Something about the apple that
There's
just
something about the
we
cider
cannot
that,
handle.
Yeah,
speaking of the stouts, though, we do have some good, pretty good stouts on right
that's
now.
True,
Goldstein's.
Actually.
We have the Son of the Baptist.
Let's give a live look in on your tap room. Right
we
now.
Just
Let's
had an Epic Brewery tap takeover, which I'm pretty impressed with. Ooh, the Epic. Son of the Baptist, and then we had the big bad Baptista.
Yeah,
which is another Imperial coffee stout.
I've been super into stouts and porters and all the dark beer lately.
Nice.
Public Enemies.
My people.
Tasty. Yeah. Pretty impressed.
Which one's that? I've been drinking a lot of Obsidian.
It's a Baltic porter. So any Baltic porters that come through, I'm pretty impressed with.
Oh, you like the
Baltic? I like the Baltic. That Nordic style, man, is really getting me.
You like Baltic porter, huh?
Yes, I like that.
She likes them with no brains and all brawn.
So if you come in, no brains.
Just lift heavy things in front of you?
Just,
is that how we win you over?
Just fucking look like Thor.
Lift all the
kids
for me. Yeah.
You need any lifting, I am here.
Yes.
I lift things for you.
That's how to win my heart.
Nice.
Yeah, trends. Those are the trends.
It's basically the trends.
Are there any,
lifting things for Shayna, that's the trend right now.
lifting things for me and then the Northeastern IPA, which I'm not impressed with. So.
That you love
you're,
that are
you're
not
going
to
impress
with.
Me, but I'm going to drink it anyway.
It's fine. I'll wake up with a headache in the morning.
Do any pretentious beer geeks come into Goldstein's?
Yes.
Like, you know, every like day.
Every single one of them is a brewer.
Oh, those brewers.
Although, you know, I brew my beer in my toilet.
Oh, no. They're all homebrewers.
So I'm pretty sure I know what I'm talking about.
Really?
Upper deck or lower deck? That's all we really want to know.
I should ask that next time. You should. Like, you know,
is it tank? Are you a tank
upper
brewer?
Upper deck is a little
how's
bit
your
more
tank
sanitary.
Looking?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
You're trying to control your yeast
how's your
propagation.
Tank? Whoa.
Danger brewer?
Yeah, no, there are quite a few beer geeks. And then they'll talk to their buddies super loud, like, oh, yeah, well, I was in here last week, and, like, I had this thing, and, you know, it's kind of like the one that I made out of the kit that I bought on Amazon. And, you know.
Yeah. My Mr. Beer Kit Sour Edition.
Totally know
yes,
what I'm talking
pro
about.
At this point.
Yes. I've heard that.
Yeah. I've heard those conversations.
That's the accidental sour right there.
With my tap water.
Yes, it's the accidental sour, and they come and they're like, I don't know if this is supposed to taste like this. And they'll bring their bottles in, and they're like, all right, you want to share this with me? And you're like, oh, not really.
Am I going to die?
But I guess.
The sludge on the cap says, no, I do not want to try
it. It's just a mistake. It's a mistake.
This one might be a little bit undercarbed, but...
Yeah. What's that smell? Oh, well, I cleaned all the bottles out with pine sulfur.
There's always a comment about the carb. It is under overcarbed or something. There is something wrong with the carb.
Can you open this over the sink, please? Because it's going to totally just gusher. Blow up in your face.
Is there a lot of gluten in it?
But it's fine. It's just going to blow up in your
face. But it's really good, but it's just going to explode just,
when it's done exploding,
I hope you're
it
used
is
to that.
Super good.
I didn't have time to chill it, so it might explode a little bit.
And like I always say, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
We love our home brewers.
We're not talking about beer anymore, are we?
We're talking about anything what? That you're thinking of doing that you shouldn't do.
Beer, what is that?
What is beer anyway?
I don't know.
Oh, welcome to the perfect pour.
What is going on?
I don't know
on?
What's happening. It's not me.
Speaking of, vanilla I haven't fudge? Seen any of you is in gold scenes fudge lately. Break?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm there all the time.
I just go on non Shayna days.
Yeah.
I always get called sassy when certain people come in.
Mm, yep. Is this going to pay off, Nick? Do you know?
No, this is not going to pay off.
Oh, okay. We'll keep listening, though. Oh, is this Clutch?
It's Clutch.
It's Clutch.
Oh, man.
My Clutch.
We just got pulled off the air.
It sounds
copyright.
Like copyright.
We're now off air, guys. We're now off the air.
Who are their royalties that have to pay now?
You can't play music. It's actually in the background. It's
Clutch
sort
is
of
not
okay.
going to come after us.
No, I'm
They're
going to
come hang out with us.
But you
we want to be on your podcast.
You technically cannot play any music that is...
they sing, talk, everything. Like
yeah. I remember my first beer. It was a Kolsch.
So I remember when I, a few years ago when this first came out, people were like, can we get Clutch to play? Like,
I just like that the brothers are having a conversation.
That's not happening.
I don't know what's going on, but I like it.
I remember the first time I had a day blazer.
Damn it.
Well.
Brown chicken, brown
chicken. Sing talk everywhere.
No, you guys go ahead. We're just
center
be over
yourself.
Here.
Okay. Reel it in.
Center.
All right, guys, come on.
From the right, your right speaker will be the Napolitano show. Yes. On the left side is the clam jam. I'll be in the middle.
Ow.
I'll be in the middle of this sandwich.
You want to listen to. Oh.
I hope we don't start throwing eggs in a minute.
No.
You know, Mikey's neighbor's been getting on my nerves, so good thing you brought eggs.
Are these eggs crushable?
He says, quit peeing in my bushes, goddammit. And I say, hey, crushable. You just stop it.
You
I've got,
shouldn't
I have new neighbors
there.
Across the street. They're young. They're young dudes.
This is voodoo
ranger. I'm just going to glass.
Have you already speculated? Hey, if you ever want to come over and have a beer, just come hang on the garage.
I've already seen a Coors Light can and a Keystone Light can on the street. So
high quality
I'm
H2O.
Not, I'm not expecting much.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Maybe that's his rinsing beer.
Oh, man, you like that craft beer?
Or he's like, oh, you like that craft beer? I got Keystone Light.
I got you a Rebel 12-pack.
Oh, yeah, I always like going to that 805 brewery.
Keystone Light was my beer through my early 20s, so I can't really say anything.
All right, so we are now drinking Voodoo Ranger.
Dun, 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 dun. New Voodoo Ranger. And this took over, this kicked the Ranger out.
Everyone, just in case.
This is the big a-hole.
Ranger is no more. Ranger IPA, no more. This is replacing it.
But that was what I knew I could have at, like, Save Mart Center or anywhere that, like,
anywhere. Or if you're broke, Ranger six-packs.
So resets are going on now. Voodoo Ranger is going into all those sets.
Okay, as long as I could still, as long as they're like, no, we'll give another handle to so-and-so.
Right.
Save Mart Center was just like, thank God, finally Ranger's gone. We can replace this with a different Coors variant.
Who do we just buy? Put them on.
Yep.
Because I always went, it would always go Ranger. If they didn't have that, then I would go Lagunitas IPA because that would be the next thing to sell out. And then if you're really wanting that third beer, then you just go Torpedo. That's what you do. It's when you're at Save Mart Center.
Pew!
Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Ranger was actually one of my first IPAs that I ever had.
Mm-hmm. It was a...
Same here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And I loved it.
Crutch IPA or the Gateway.
Yeah, this was
Wait, did you
Ranger
just say Clutch?
Gateway,
yeah. I think you just said Clutch.
No, she said Crutch, not Clutch.
Crutch into it.
Sorry, you got me all excited there for a second.
So we have a Voodoo line, and so Voodoo, if you are out in the market and you see Voodoo 8 Hop, that's replacing Slow Ride. A Voodoo Imperial is in placing. Hello, I can't talk now. Replacing Rampant. And so this is, and they're all up 1% in alcohol too. So this is 7% alcohol, slightly reformulated.
That's not helping the fact that Ranger's gone.
Sorry.
I mean, I miss going into.
I'm your beer Ranger, and I'm not gone.
Oh,
I'm here.
We do
suddenly
love you.
All is right.
Are you 1% more as well now?
I'm 1% more awesome. Or 1% more rad.
Wow. No, I didn't know. Stacy, now with 1% more rad.
Now with 1% more rad, yeah.
Progressively rad.
Progressively rad.
Doesn't that make me 101% more rad? No, yes. Wait. I don't know. I don't
did you
know.
like shed your own skin to a new radness?
Like a lobster.
I would like to evaluate the Voodoo Ranger. It's good.
Yeah.
This is,
evaluation over.
I would not be upset if this was... Actually, it is in my New Belgium glass, and I'm not upset.
I will drink this.
I'm starting to forget Ranger now.
Last time?
Mm-hmm. Oh, these old things? We've had them forever.
It's been a while since I've seen you guys, actually. Well, yeah. I mean, on this thing.
Okay.
In this
How long has it been?
Setting, yeah.
Are we a year? It might have been a year.
It may have been almost a year.
Scotty B would know if he had his list up to do.
Get that spreadsheet going.
Life has been crazy.
So much has happened.
Yeah, so much that Shayna's pretty much been working at Goldstein's for a year. Surprise.
Yep.
I had that.
Guys, you'll hardly ever see me anymore.
Sorry, guys. I see you there all the time.
Yeah, it's changing.
Serving up. Serving up life.
They are a change.
Why don't you just not serve the big ciders? I'm just sorry. I'm remembering from earlier. Just get rid of them.
If you're a dude, there's just a 2-cider minimum now.
Yeah, we got a really limit.
Is that Goldstein's policy or a clam jam policy?
That's a clam jam policy. Officially, we are not serving any guy that comes in.
Some guy comes
in
for a third one, like, give me that cider again. You're like,
you can't fucking handle it.
You are a fucking pussy. Get the fuck out of my bar, is what I usually say. And then they're like, oh my God.
It's people like that. They kind of blankly stare at the board.
Oh, I get talking like that. I'll go home.
They blankly stare at the board, and you're just like, oh, what kind of beer styles do you like? They're like, oh, well, I like ones that are not too.
I like to get diabetes.
And then they're looking and they're like, oh, 10%. I'll have that one.
Well, they first are saying, oh, I don't like the too bitter IPAs. I like more malty. And then you're like, would you like a red? And you start to kind of like limit their things. Would you
like a water? And then they're like, wait. And they're like, that's a great
I'll take
IPA,
a bad apple. And you're like, ugh, get the fuck out of my face. You're wasting my fucking goddamn time. I'm done. Out.
Your Tower Sports Club is across the street.
And this is the funny thing, is you see them coming from Tower Sports, and as soon as they walk in, you're like, no, turn around, I'm done. They don't even get to the bar, and you're like, no, I'm done. Get out of the bar.
I was drinking.
You already know.
I was drinking Crown and Seven over there. What do you think I might like here?
The fucking door out of here.
Sorry, we don't have any Crown hopped beers.
Seagram's barrel aged.
7 and 7.
Yeah, I really, I mean, Shayna calls him a pussy. I call him a taint, but.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I love my pussy.
Yeah,
so.
You should not put a negative connotation to.
You're a taint.
Pussy,
get out of here.
You're a taint. You're a piece of ball sack. Get out of my fucking face.
Yeah, nobody likes ball sacks.
They are really the worst.
Man, nobody.
But you make them tip you first, though, right?
No, I don't give a shit.
Like, I'm charging you 20%.
Money's not worth it anymore. The money's not worth it.
My sanity is leaving.
You and your taint.
Man.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Great.
This is a damn good.
Fantastic, actually.
Good.
Really good. Life's been great.
Life is good.
I just feel weird that everyone's taking notes except for us. I feel like they're writing about
us. Oh, because we can't.
They probably are. It's fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
They're like, stop inviting the clam jam.
The clam jam is done. This is the last episode.
We thought we'd try it one more time.
I'm the courtroom sketch artist. I'm trying to get your list down.
We appreciate your friendship, but we're done. We're over. This is it.
No, I'm doing podcast research. I'm trying to figure out when you guys were on last.
The Voodoo Ranger, I'm actually very impressed with.
Like,
I like
August
it.
Or something.
It was a bit warmer than this.
Yeah.
Switchers.
I remember I was like sweating in here.
You were okay. Sweating? It must have been summer then.
Yeah. Sweating.
You were quite
or it could have gone to like September.
It was hot.
So
it was summer.
You guys just make it warm in here.
It could have gone February. March to, you know.
That's what you get for not being from Fresno.
I am from Fresno.
For a while.
Well, I didn't mean this to happen when you ladies are here, but
those 2 years ruined you.
But Satan calls here occasionally, calls in the
show. This is Satan calling it again.
Awesome.
Man, let me tell you, I've been pounding so many beers since the new year. You hear a lot of people say they're having the hangover from hell, but you've never truly had a hangover till you've had a hangover in hell.
Hilarious.
Okay, so Fresno has Full Circle Brewing.
Yeah.
I want to know when we're going to see Evil Circle Brewing.
Oh, am Evil I right? Circle reference.
Okay.
Oh, he's got an act. I'm going
to leave you with just one last thought. Just how rad is Rad Stacy?
She's 1% more rad.
Keep up the good work,
101%.
Guys. And I'm driving.
Wow, Satan listens.
I feel offended that Satan even has to ask how rad I am. I mean, he clearly has to know.
Well, you should clearly know.
We did
on our fucking weekly one-on-ones, he ought to fucking know.
You're checking in with Satan on the weekly?
Every Monday.
We clarified on here, you're 1% more. Letting you know how the week's going. 1% more rad. Yep. You heard it here first.
We answered the question already, Satan. But hey, thanks for calling, sir. You're a rad dude.
Mikey, how'd you record that with all of us sitting right here?
Mikey is Satan.
He's Satan, duh.
That's what Mikey is.
Oh, you've been talking to my wife?
Mikey spelled backwards is Satan.
Satan? Yep, makes sense to me.
Actually, it's Ekeim.
That's not right either.
You know, actually, it's Ekeim.
Also, my name backwards is Ye Cats. Say, well, dig.
I'm Tam.
last week,
what's Taco Cat backwards? That's all I want to know.
Taco Cat.
Yeah, that's what I said. What's Taco Cat backwards?
I know. Yeah. Oh God.
Anosh.
Last week, Anosh. Chew your beer's voicemail Anosh. Cut off. So Chew Your Beer was like, I'm not leaving it to chance, and he sent us a voicemail.
Tom.
Tam.
It's coming. You're right. Chew Your Beer.
We're hi, all Tim. Figuring out our names backwards. Here you it keep goes. The show going.
Let's chew your beer.
Everybody in the perfect pour, chew your beer. This is a voicemail, email, whatever you fucking call it, Holmes. I'm tired of calling in and you guys losing fucking valuable information, eh? So, the idea that I have, Holmes. I fucking forgot what that idea was, eh? And it kind of sucks because I think it was a great idea.
Probably but, super awesome.
Like, you lost it, I lost it, so fuck it. This is chew your beer and I'm out. Nah, just kidding, Holmes. I'll never give up. Check it out, Abe. This is the idea, Holmes. It perfectly tied in with last week's show with the voicemails, with Scotty B and the get-togethers, Holmes, and with fucking Evil Circle and the boys getting together, and with the Get It concept. The Minnesota Get It.
See, it's a Get It.
LA
Get
It.
Everyone's getting it.
Get It. My idea, Holmes, I'll fund it if you guys okay it. I need all three of you to think this is a good idea.
All right,
and then we'll
get
move forward with it.
Matt, listen.
Everyone, here's the plan.
More than three perfect four listeners at one brewery location get a sticker. Not them, but they get a sticker to give to the location. The location can put the sticker wherever they want.
The location
can
not
read
give
anything,
a shit about our
something
sticker.
Like the Perfect Pour podcast listeners approve of
sticker.
This facility or some shit like that, Holmes. And it kind of gives an audience to the Perfect Pour because it shows that there's people everywhere these stickers are at. So the only concept is more than three listeners get it concept at a brewery can give one of these stickers to the owners. We don't stick it because I know that's, you know, Matt, well, you know, it. That shit don't float.
Unless
but
I have a sticker.
You can hand it, let's say there's three
you
of us at Tioga Sequoia, and
it.
I hand a sticker to Matt. Matt can stick that sticker wherever the fuck he wants, preferably where there's
I want.
This way, customers see and read the Perfect Pour podcast and realize, wow, there's a community, they get together, and they're cool
they
with
get
the
it.
Spot. So,
get it.
What say
just
you?
Get it.
What do you think? Listeners, what do you think? Check it out. Like Roger, Pine and Palm. Are you down with that shit, Holmes? Zach Brewery, are you cool with the fucking sticker that says the Perfect Pour list of podcasts, yada, yada, approve of your spot? Or you don't want Perfect Pour approving your spot? You know, you don't want people like Evil Circle and fucking you know, and shit like that. You don't want people
I love this man.
But
oh, man.
What do you think? It gives the perfect pour more audience. It gives your location a more community vibe. And it can, I don't know, Holmes. It's just an idea. It was an idea that came up when, you know, we hung out with Scotty B. That was more than three people. It would have been cool to give something to McLeod saying, hey, the Perfect Pour podcast was here and we hung out here because we're a community and we drive this far away just to hang out together. And then also, like, Ladyface could have got one and hand-brewed beers. And, Ladyface, you know, huh? That's the idea.
I used to go there all the time.
I know my cholo voice kind of disappeared because I'm kind of passionate about passionate. This right now.
That's what I was
going to
say.
Vato Locos forever, eh? You know what I'm saying? That's Vato Loco, man. But check it out, eh? I'll fund it. If you guys thumbs up it, I'll fund it, and then we can get it, concept, get it going.
Let's get it.
Whatever
get
you want to fucking say, yes, eh?
You just been getting
it. This is to your beer. This is my another fucking great idea. I know it's fucking great because I lost my fucking my cholo swag.
But another fuck.
I'm getting my cholo swag back because now I'm realizing I gotta fucking work my ass off to pay for these fucking stickers and send them out. But this is true beer and stop losing my fucking voicemails. That's it.
You
saw it.
You talk to Google too. I'm not probably talk to Google voice. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa,
that
bro.
That was a gusher.
I know.
Sprayer? Jesus. See, keep what I hang
keep
out
it closed.
Sheena.
Keep your legs closed.
So,
that's so loud.
I feel like sorry. That concept is cool, except he's assuming that people are going to read stickers. And I think that that's a big ask. It's a big ask of today's crowd reading.
I'm slowly starting a sticker door at work.
Well,
get it!
I like the sticker idea, I do, but when you have something that's not
I'm thinking more eye tattoo.
Grabbing, I mean, if you see the sticker, it's pretty dull. It's not gonna catch your sight.
You need to go the putty background. Putty is eye pleasing.
You need to catch something that's gonna
putty
make
from
the
perfect form?
Putty.
Or from
the color putty. Oh,
okay. Yes.
Seinfeld.
Alternate colors are in the works.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all we got to say. But yeah, I get what you're saying.
Putty.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I like the design.
You heard it here.
Just give us compliments. You're
it's
on
simple.
Our show.
Are you rubbing your
I love you all. Shut the fuck up. Stop rubbing your beard. Get some mic.
It's in every episode.
Weird.
You gotta find it.
If only I had a beard.
My beard itched, so I scratched it on the microphone.
My beard itched.
Your beard itched or the follicles that your beard's growing out of itched?
Yes. There was an old guy my brother and myself used to work with, and he'd just walk around and be like, my teeth itch.
Fucking old people.
Dwayne.
No, Dwayne.
Yep. Yeah. My hair hurts.
Dwayne had the ultimate old guy jokes. Like, if you
best
ever heard an old
hours.
Guy cliche.
Are we drinking this within 72 hours?
Yes.
He had it.
I don't like the way you answered that. I don't feel like.
I had to count.
1, 2, 7, yes.
So what do we have going around?
Ooh,
the
that's stinky.
Here?
When Doves Cryo. This is an Alvarado and Cellar Maker collaboration brew. It is an IPA. It is fantastic.
Whoa, that is like gym socky.
By the way, guys, I went to Alvarado Street.
Maybe yeah, it's that's just like my gym socks.
Did you have a good time?
I did.
What else did you try?
There's a little preview of the
You'll have to see my been caught drinking to know what I had there.
He was getting it.
We getting it.
But right now,
yeah,
it's time.
Will you sprawl it out. Tonight and leave me your voicemail. Will you talk about beer? Will you tell me about Rat Stacy?
I'm pretty sure Paul, or I mean Satan, didn't even know you're going to be on the show this week. And still, he referenced it. I like that.
Satan
well,
knows.
You know, Satan and I talk, so he knew I was going to be here.
Dear Satan,
I like the other one better.
Please let the public accept the new Ranger, Voodoo Ranger.
Yes. Not a new Ranger. Mm-hmm. I'm your Ranger.
I'm your Ranger.
I'm the one Ranger. And only.
Will you be my Ranger? I'm your Ranger. Voicemail is 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour. Sometimes, now I am talking like a drill sergeant.
Sometimes when Stacy's wife comes to town, we have two rangers. Hey, you maggot.
Rachel. Don't talk about it. I miss her.
She's way higher than me.
Okay.
Yeah. In terms of totem poleage, I cannot even.
But what's her rad percentage?
Yeah.
She's at like 103.
Oh,
yeah. No, she's.
You guys should meet Rachel.
Did you check it and
Rachel's
see?
Rachel's fucking amazing. Listen, I know everything you know about my work life.
So I think that the nice clam jam.
Do you do what I dance?
And Rachel should take is a that hot spring
trip. Do you do what I dance? Is that really the
line? That's really what he said.
Because I was like, am I that just one of those lyrics where I hear the wrong thing and I've said it the wrong? But he like, says, do you do what I dance?
Like wrapped up in a douche?
Yeah.
Wrapped up like a douche and a roamer in the night. Is that what he says?
That's actually
what a douchey roamer.
A douchey roamer
in the night.
Well, let's enjoy this Alvarado seat and enjoy the first voicemail of the week.
Hi guys.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
Lumber Jose.
What's up, Lumber?
Just want you guys
How's
to
Georgia?
Know that I was inspired to call yet again while listening to the show on the first run through while driving to work. And I must say that
exciting.
This call is going to be a little rough because I have to scold you. I have to
tell
you
I can handle it.
Just you're holding a fart in. Got it.
Nick,
what's up?
For you. This scolding is all yours. Matt, you just sit there and watch.
Damn it.
Good. I got
you
beer.
You guys don't appreciate the genius that is the Bearded Brewer comedic quality.
Is he fucking for real?
Wow.
This week's episode, or in this case, last week's episode, this man was asked the following question. Where are we going? And his response, genius. To the windows, to the walls. Not a chuckle, not a laugh, not a smile, nothing. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I did say
but
that.
But I love you guys. Keep up the great work. I might call later. Uh-oh. I'm driving. Bye. What other sign else do we do?
This is a windowless room.
Sometimes I have to remember that the other two are just a little bit older than me, so they might not catch my references.
What reference was that? What reference did we miss?
It was a
song.
That's
a pop song.
Oh.
A hippity hoppity song.
It was a popular song on the radio.
I'm all glam metal, dude.
I believe the next line is something about sweat.
Well, sweat drips down my
down my.
Shana knows the lyrics word for word.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I've seen you sing the song to me.
I'm pretty sure that's all you.
Wow.
In his dreams.
He put on 94.9 in my car.
Bearded Brewer's dreaming again.
Serenade me with that sweet, sweet lullaby.
Can you the sweat drop down my bowels?
Well, all these bitches.
Ooh, what?
And all the bitches crap.
Oh, such a sweet lullaby.
That's the skeet skeet song.
Look what you did, Lumber Jose.
Thank you for appreciating me.
You appreciate it.
More, nobody else here does.
Yeah. If this worked, it would be RAB playing, but it's not. So we're just watching you.
You're trying to get to the next voice.
Wheel of Doom. I'm trying to get out of this. I don't like that, but me and Matt got scolded. Matt and I.
Nick?
Yeah.
Nick
Matt.
And I.
Yeah, it was Matt.
Yeah,
wrong
Matt.
Person.
Matt too.
I don't know. It didn't seem that scolding.
No, it was fine. I enjoyed it.
Our feelings.
I'll get scolded all day long.
Feel free to point out more times.
I feel like
they
I just left
underappreciate my humor.
Nobody. God dang it! What's going on, guys? How you like guys like this beer?
Is Satan fucking with your
technology? Apparently,
I am enjoying this beer again.
He's effing with my Wi-Fi. Apparently.
Oh, I thought you said your wife.
Whoa!
I'm like, hey guys, back with my wife. Your wife
really bummed. My voicemail got cut off last week.
Tony Bags.
I was just expressing how excited I was to hang out with Mikey tonight on Friday, and perfect for podcast meetup. I'm gonna offer up my house to
get
do
it. Big,
so it's
get
in the middle. Everyone can travel the same amount of time. So let's make it happen. Give me some dates, and we'll do it. Let's throw a party. I like it. Matt, good to see you. Hope you guys enjoy those crawlers and keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work.
What crawlers? Wait, I never got anything.
Who was that?
Oh, I got the lowdown on all the crawlers. That was Tony Bags.
Tea Bags.
I'll talk more about it in the bin cod, I guess. But yeah, at the Slow Brew Festival, he had a big. He says, "I'm opening up my house for a perfect pour meetup." He's in San Luis Obispo in the Central Coast of California. He says,
"La Bitchbo."
The Bitchbo.
So he's you in the were Bitchbo. At the Slow Craft Beer Fest, weren't you?
I was at the Friday one. Though.
Okay, I was going to say.
Apparently, you somebody Saturday, asked, like, right, or Sunday.
Did you see him? I'm like, no, he didn't come by my booth.
Apparently,
fuckers.
The Saturday. Apparently, the but, Saturday was the blow up day because you and Silva were there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Fatties.
I went on the wrong
Fatties.
Day.
Yeah. From not Captain Santa Barbara.
Fatties. From Santa Barbara.
Not Santa Barbara.
You missed out, dude. Sour cucumber.
Damn it. Amazing. Right. Right out of a lifetime. Right out of a jockey box. Damn it.
I'm sure it was clean.
Clean jockey
or
box.
Or it is now.
Nice clean acid washed.
Acid.
So there, wash. Tony Bags is offering up his house for a huge get it.
So big. Will that get it be at T-Bag's house?
Hey guys!
Jesus. Whoa.
You hear me?
Nope.
I'm driving!
Scott,
you are.
Are you driving?
Well, I just parted company with the bearded brewer.
Ooh.
He did?
They're having a big old shindig with the homebrew competition.
Oh, yeah, he did stop
thing,
by. He was on his way out of town.
Thing, and Julian and them were there all disappointed that I had to leave town, but I'm on my way to see my Swidums. Something I gotta do Swidums. Every now and then. Gotta take care of the Swidums. Anyway, the reason for my call is Mikey mentioned on the last show that he likes it when people give a challenge. So,
like question. Give us a beer pong.
So, this game.
I like a challenge.
How many 10% beers ciders. Do you think you can actually drink in a night or a day, whatever, in a session, if you will,
without mm-hmm. peeing?
Before you feel like you have to puke.
Yeah.
How many?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Of course, the lower the ABV beer, the more you're going to be able to drink. So let's say if you were going to drink
accurate.
A bunch of like 4.5% golden ales or something.
Regular 7%.
How many do you think
percent,
you could drink? What you have to do some research, just try it out.
I've done 20 years of research on that.
And just see how many it takes before you throw up.
How that's many like 10% fun. Ciders?
Two.
All right. So.
But anyway.
If you have
oh, he just got a company plug
that's
in
question.
There.
That's my ponderable for you. You need to ponder that
I'm
for
pondering.
A while, okay? And other than that, I just want you to keep up great. Whoa. I almost forgot something.
Oh.
I almost crash.
Wrapped this up without this little bit of. A little juicy morsel.
Oh, okay.
All right, so.
Juicy morsel.
Nick was there. I have a new saying, okay?
All right.
And get it.
It's based on something that Steven Zach said when we were checking out some stuff together. And Nick was there. And I want to see if Nick remembers what my saying is
uh-oh.
And what it's based upon. I want to see how much space
he's
I
shaking his head.
It was based on.
So go ahead, Nick. What saying did I come up with the last time I saw you? Okay? Alright, now, I want you guys to keep up great work! I'm driving!
Scotty B! Thanks for calling in. Nick, what is it?
It was based on poop.
Well, I mean, you're just taking that wild guess. It's
no, I'm serious.
It's gotta be humor.
No, there's something
sure.
not working as well as shit. Like, nobody ever says that works as good as...
Turd?
Blank.
Oh, okay. All right.
And he's, I'm going to start saying that from now on. God damn it.
That doesn't even work as good as shit.
Yeah. Oh, man. It was Scotty B 1,000% grossness and hilariousness and spontaneity.
Damn it.
All at the same time.
Bless
and I can't
you,
remember.
Shana.
Shane is dying.
We're all dying.
What was the other thing Scotty B had? Didn't he have another thing for us to ponder? What was the thing for us to ponder?
How many beers can you have?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, come back.
I don't know.
We've had so many that we can't even remember what he was asking us to do.
Oh, for me, it seems like it's okay. You're okay, Shannon. Just go for it. Just die. Shaden's dying. We're all over. Like, we gotta, I'm sorry, Shaden. We got a podcast. We're getting.
Yeah. We got no time for your shenanigans.
I feel like it depends on how much oatmeal you had in the morning.
No, oatmeal theory.
I think hit that shit hard, that. Man. You just have like 2 cups of freaking steel cut oatmeal.
Steel cut.
With avocado toast.
Just I don't think I have steel cut.
Regular.
Excuse me. Avocado toast.
That's a great like base.
Excuse me. Do you have any steel cut in the back?
I just have hot water and I have oats and I just kind of go till it's about.
That peaches and cream will not work anymore, Matt.
Steel cut.
You're not 12.
It's all about Matt. It's all about raisins and spice.
Steel cut. Plain steel cut.
Steel cut. Give yourself a nice base. You start at like 8 a.m. and just start drinking the Duff, man.
I think that
you can get
is
like 25
key.
In.
That's probably yeah. not a bad idea.
It's all about the day because I've had some days where I could drink 10 beers and I'm rad.
Yeah.
And other days I have two beers and I'm shit the next day.
I think
I'm like a whole day and a half sometimes. I'm worthless. So yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's your base. It really, what's your base point?
For me, I drink a fuck ton of champagne, so beer is like nothing for me.
Beer's child's play.
And there's that.
The whole week prior, you gotta just really train your...
Being in part of the group chat that me and Stacey are in, I can vouch that she is always popping the bubbly.
Giant propensity for champagne.
Just, you know, like, this, I think I was... Everybody in my group chat needs to see this.
I feel like I just about killed my fiancé in France, because I'm like, we're staying in Epernay, and we're gonna drink all the champagne. He's like, okay, I'm up at 6 a.m. every day. I'm like, more fucking champagne! And he's like, I'm gonna die.
Yeah. Well, I can see now that you brought me here to kill me.
Right. But he didn't die. Thank
he made
goodness.
It. Damn it, he made it through.
Yep.
That was a litmus test.
I think you guys are on to it because as speaking as a seasoned beer drinker, it doesn't, I mean, obviously, I mean, if you're going to have a shit ton of beer, you're going to get sick. I mean, that's just obvious. But there is a X factor. You could have the same amount of beer one day and not have a hangover, and next week have the same amount of beer and be hungover and be going, what the fuck? I should not be hungover right
what
now.
What is life right now?
And it must be the factor is how much food is in your belly.
Yeah. Well, and also, you know, if you're ovulating or like any
well, yeah,
of that
I get
stuff,
that.
You know.
Menstruating.
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 We have.
Well, I was extra butt hurt yesterday, so that probably helped with my hangover.
Probably. And a little bit of ibuprofen.
So, yeah, answer to Sky B's question is
little,
we
yellow,
really don't different. Know. Other than just
the
eat as much
Scotty
food
B
as you can.
Is more than you.
Oh. Is Scotty B one of the guys that puked in you guys' urinal?
Maybe. Have him call in next week and talk about all the
Hey, Chief, I just puked in your urinal.
It's not flushing. I don't know what's wrong with it.
The flushy thing is there's working.
Hey, there's something wrong with your flushy thing. Maybe it's because you puked in it, asshole.
Oh, I don't know.
It's coming over the rim. It got on my shoes.
It's I coming over the rim.
It, but it won't go down.
Hey, it's you coming know, over the rim.
And then there's the assholes that throw their fucking paper towels in there. I'm like, what's that?
For the seat covers? Yeah, like, why are you using this fucking seat cover, you fucking vagina?
You're doing it wrong.
Your taint, excuse me.
Your taint? Because like my taint was about to touch it. I had to use a gasket.
Yeah, never
I had
know.
To use a taint
gasket.
Taint gasket.
All right.
That's like the middle portion.
I'd say for my... back to the subject.
Matt.
I'd say for myself, it depends on the time of day. Pint of day.
Time of day?
The pint of day?
I am the world's worst day drinker. Day drinker, you
is
give me three
why
or
you never come out with us?
During the day, you give me three or four beers, I'm ready for a nap in the sofa. Right. I just don't want to do shit
just
for the rest of the day.
I want to go home and watch Drinking Buddies, is what Matt would say.
That's happening Friday, a.k.a. today, because this podcast is released on Friday.
I think we found Matt's villain when he's not here.
Is that a good Matt's show, not taking enough buddy? B vitamins.
B12,
I do take
B12. You need your Flintstone
B12.
I take a multivitamin every day.
He takes his men's, what is it, the silver?
Men's 25 plus?
Centrum Silver?
Yes.
But evening drinking, that's a different story.
That's why his beard's so lush.
At the height of my drinking phase of when I didn't care about my body as much, the threshold was 9 drinks. 9 drinks in an evening of drinking, that's where I say, this is where things start to happen that I don't care for. anymore.
I don't care things? For this.
What are those things?
Hangover. No. Who are you in my bed?
It's less exciting.
Whatever.
Ooh. Now see, that's the nitty gritty we're looking for. Ooh.
Finally.
Who is in your bed, Matthew? Tell me more.
Oh my God, who did you all not, these Muppets who doing did you here. Not
Randy's mom. Anyways.
Randy, keep your mom away from Matthew.
Poor Randy's mom.
I see.
Does she not have it going on?
Randy's mom.
Stacy's mom has got it.
Oh, Stacy's mom's got it.
Well, that's her email.
But not Randy's mom.
Stacy's mom.
Stacy's mom at something.com.
AOL.com.
Got it going on.
Still got dial up.
But anymore, I don't push it. It like. Not every night. Every night I'm pretty mellow on my drinking, but if I go out and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going out.
Fuck
it's
it.
We're gonna have fun.
Crushing Crowlers.
Things
crushing
are gonna happen. Bro. Shayna's wanna go to is gonna wanna go to Strummer's after or this Spokey. Place closes. Hey,
you got a Crowler? I wanna crush it.
Shayna's like, I'm hit me one more time.
So Matt and our regular kind of those tower are- crawl is Spokeasy. Or I'm at Gold's and he's at Spokeasy and then we'll meet up at one.
Two place, different
and then
we'll generations.
Go to Strummer's.
Yes.
Bad plan.
Then you go to Strummer's and then if it's really bad you go to Vinny's. But those days I only push it to six. I make it to six drinks and go. Okay, I'm done. I could feel like shit tomorrow. That's it. So
listen, we are not judging you. You don't have to explain it all no. to us. It's fine.
That's he asked a question. I'm.
I know he has more
it.
Than six.
No.
Well, that time you came into Gold's and you were like, I'll just have a sample of Fatty while I try to decide what I want. And then you, like, left.
I did.
Fucking
he decided
lame.
Your tap list sucks shit. Left.
He's had his free sampler and then walked
through. Probably not wrong.
And I was like, what a dick.
12 bars later, he's lit for free.
What he's like, really, my threshold is six per bar. That's probably the thing.
Six,
probably.
Six samplers. Can I just six taste sampler. That?
Can I have the sampler flight?
I just want to taste that. Can I just get a little?
He lets me drink for free.
I drink for free, but okay, here's your $5.
I am starting to stop licking me. God damn. I am enjoying the half beers more and more these days. I'm like, I kind of want a half beer. Then you can have more beers because they're all half beers.
That's the move over at the Yard House. You get the
can I just get a short pour?
Shorties.
Short pour.
I get five different shorties instead of two friggin' pine glasses.
Most people don't know, but Goldstein says the exact same thing. Yeah.
Someone got kicked out of Goldstein's. Were you there? You were there for the guy who got kicked out of Goldstein's.
I've kicked out people.
No, but this guy was like, fuck you, you're no sign, and fuck you, and $6 beers, and fuck you, I'm not
go suck my taint, fucker.
It was so funny.
That's the move to get kicked out. You're like, all right.
It was so funny.
I've kicked quite a few people out.
We're like, oh, you're never coming back? Okay.
I'm so fucking sorry for you.
I'm never coming back.
Please don't ever look at me again.
This was such a pleasant experience. Damn it, you're not coming back. Nope.
I don't like those people. And they go, I never go there because they have a beer that's like $7. And I go, don't order that one.
Oh, God, then don't order the beer that's $12.
He was mad that there was no sign, but he was in there. Like,
then how'd you find the fucking place?
It didn't keep him from
It didn't stop him at all. He was still
bullshit.
There.
There's no sign.
Every Uber driver that I've taken to Goldstein's, they know the place.
Every Uber
they're
knows
like,
where Goldstein's
is. They're like, $12.79.
Oh,
the,
yeah, it's Gold's,
is that
right?
Goldstein's? And I'm all, yeah, the one with the ambulance. And they're like, what? You're crazy. And I'm all, there's a yellow ambulance parked out in front.
They all know.
They're like, oh, I was heading there already. I won't charge you.
Wow.
That's happened.
That's not happened to me.
That's a female discount.
No yeah, probably. It's a clam jam discount.
Oh, clam jam. There's a malfunction on the
clock. She parks around the corner. We don't talk about it.
So, wink, wink, nudge, nudge deal.
Would you?
Will that discount code nudge. Work on Uber? Clam jam?
All you have to you just get in the back and you're like, clam jam. And they're like, we know where you're going. Straight to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, Gold Diggers is celebrating 18 years.
Really?
Yeah.
I went there on porn night once. It was stupid. And then they charged me $10 to get in.
What is not porn night?
This one we're going to show nudity.
Yeah, no, some porn star was showing up there. And she
Goldstein's is a strip club in Fresno.
Her top off. And I was like, you fuck on screen for a living. And you don't want to show us your titties. Like, I want me to pay $10 to get in here. I was so mad. I was also like 25.
You know how many people showed me their tits silly. Yesterday? It was Neato.
It was Neato.
Oh, yeah.
It was Neato.
All right, back to voicemails.
Oh, what?
I'm sorry, you're distracting me.
We must be in hour two.
Yep. We're in hour two now.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's Paul V again, a.k.a. Single Cam Slam. Surly, you guys mentioned Surly last week, and it's definitely a big name in Minnesota. You can find that beer at pretty much any liquor store.
Surly.
Really good, consistent beer. I started thinking about it more and more, and I think I got four different beers I'll be sending you guys within the next week or so is my goal. I won't tell you what brewery they're coming from, but I will say it'll be a regular IPA, two double IPAs, and a coffee ale. So there's four Minnesota beers that I think you guys are really going to enjoy. I'll send those your way soon. And I guess I do have a question for you guys, just out of curiosity. What was the first craft beer you guys had that really made you just completely spark an interest in craft beer in general? I know with some of our ages, I'm 31 years old, so I'm not sure how old you guys are, but I'm sure the answers are going to vary.
22?
For sure. I have a guess that some of you guys may say Sierra Nevada or some of the, I want to say old timers, maybe even Sam Adams, if you even call that crap.
I was going to say Sam Adams,
but
fuck.
Anyway, I'm just kind of curious, what was your first beer? I think mine was Odell IPA.
Minus one red
point. That was the first one. I think I started drinking craft beer about 7 years ago.
It's
been fun ever since. It literally has turned into a hobby, I think, for all of us, and it's a great hobby to be in. You meet a lot of people. It's a good time. But anyways, I just leave you guys another voicemail, and you guys should be seeing some beer from Minnesota very soon. I'll talk to you guys later.
Calling alcoholism a hobby.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
He's a new listener, so he doesn't know our
beerstry.
Our beer, we do beerstry on new list, our new guests and whatever. But we haven't had new guests really in a while. So
damn it.
But
I would like to say
beers. All
the craft beer that really changed my life was Ranger, but now it's gone.
Oh, God.
That's what we talked about earlier in the podcast, is Ranger.
Now we just have to go find out-of-code folly packs to get Ranger.
I want to share that I had nothing to do with any of this.
I feel like you can directly relate my distress to the company.
Your fault.
It's Brad Stacey's fault.
Not my fault.
Nobody
asked me
you could
opinion.
Be the one domino of the 700 people that brings it back. 800 employees that brings it back.
Investors.
I feel like
employees.
I feel like you guys are very sensitive about that subject. Like somebody's like, my friend Stacy's like one of 500 employers. Like it's 753, dick.
Yeah, because we're all employee owners. We're all a cog in the machine. We all work together. We're like just little worker bees.
Is that a space leaf rocket?
You're just not another brick in the wall?
Kind of. We are. But we all support each other in a brickly way.
A brickly way.
It's very bigly.
I'm a top brick.
Are you guys just one?
Way up at the top. I'm like the keystone.
If you guys were a jar of pickles, what kind of pickles would you be?
Sweet, for sure.
Thank you.
Sweet gherkins.
You just went up on my list.
See? Adding that point back
sweet,
in on
sweet
radness.
Pickle sack. Dill all the way, bro.
Yeah, I gotta go with the dill, man.
Are you like
sweet's just not
good. Like regular, like the sliced dill, or do you have to have like
sweet.
The dill that's the size of a football?
Any dill.
All the dills,
But why you gotta put sweet in it?
What about your, do you get dill relish?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's sweet.
But there's usually, there isn't that much. No,
usually there's a
there's sweet. Rarely dill relish though. It's almost always sweet relish,
and that gets me every time. Whenever I have there's like a hot dog stand, and I'm like, I'm just gonna get some relish, and it's fucking
it's always
dill
sweet.
Relish.
No,
I've come
it's
across
always
when
I've trusted
99.9% of the time.
It is,
sweet
but
dill
there's times where
like
I've found
a
dill
podcast.
Relish, and that's upset me.
Wow.
Wait, up next,
when that happens, text me so I know where the dill relish is.
We will go.
Yep. Me and
I've trusted too many dill relishes.
Mikey and I will
me
go.
And Shamalama Ding Dong will be like, let's
we're on our way.
Boom.
In there now.
We can group chat on Snapchat now, so we can be like, just hook us in and be like, dude, here's where the dill relish.
We need
like,
to get Brad Stacey on Snapchat.
So I'll make you some dill relish. I make lots of pickled shit.
Next time, I expect
she is good at the jams, the pickles, the pies.
Jams, jellies, and pickled shit.
Yeah. Pickled Bowser eggs.
Pickled Bowser eggs.
Pickled shit.
All right, for new listeners, my official gateway beer is, of course, Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
It's a good one. It was Sam for me, for sure. Yeah.
Sam Adams.
I'd say
Shamalama Ding Dong, gateway.
Ranger, Sierra Nevada, anything by Sierra Nevada, Pale Ale eventually came the thing. And then 1554.
Nice. Oh,
but I really want to say we talked about this the first
time. Yeah, we did.
We're just refreshing here.
Her actual 1554 gateway, though, was Buzzballs. Buzzballs.
My gateway was Buzzballs. Gateway to what?
Woo! I was in Shaver the other day.
He had some Buzzballs.
At the liquor store right on Dinky Creek Road.
Yep.
Need to know.
I know exactly the one.
And they sell Buzzballs now. And I was really debating on buying one and sending you a picture.
Like, when you're up in the mountains.
When you're up in the mountains, Buzzballs.
Have these been cold transferred the whole way?
Bro. Were they in the snow? What's going on?
We're going to have some Anne
Matt's,
Francois.
Matt's having his own party over there. Yeah. Oh, no, he's sharing. Oh, that's good.
Anne Francois.
Hey, it's a new Belgian beer.
Oh. Shocking.
Fancy that.
What do we have
Spiced
here now?
Spiced Imperial Dark Ale.
Imperial Dark.
It's too early for pumpkin beers.
Oh, Mikey, you're going to love this.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
No, he is.
Here we go. Shh.
I saw the description.
It's aged on white oak.
Yes.
Spirals. I believe it says spirals.
It does.
But it's more specific.
But Hyla is also aged on white oak.
So those of you who do not know Anne Francois, she is the head. She's a brewmaster for Orval. And this is the first beer outside of Orval she has made in 20 years.
So you know people is what you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, I called her personally. I was like, Anne, look, baby.
Look. Honey, we really got to talk about this.
Do it for the jam.
Do it. Yeah, no. No, she and Peter
look at this bottle. It's like very different for New Belge.
This is our Lips of Faith 4-pack, 12-ounce.
Oh, no. Are you guys doing it, too?
Yeah.
Ditching the bombers?
Yeah, we are actually also ditching the Lips of Faith.
No!
What?
Whoa!
Whoa! Breaking my heart left and right.
3BZ exclusive.
The Pulpa?
They were like, oh, you're selling religion in a bottle. You can't be doing that.
Hey, I do not like what you do with my beer.
I know, dude. The Pope's pretty freaking rad. I think he'd be cool.
He's like, I don't like beer. You do wine, it's fine.
Don't call the lips, though. Enough with the lips.
I'm fine if you're doing the wine.
Spiced Imperial Dark Ale.
Yeah.
On white oak.
On white oak spiral.
So white oak is supporting the vessel that's this fermented in.
Yep.
Well, I am kind of sad because now I can't use the whole, like, you know, Lips of Faith is having faith that we won't put anything between your lips that you won't like.
Oh.
Which is my saying. Like,
that's good.
Wow, so what's going to happen with...
so many meanings.
Right?
So the beer. So the beers will still be there. Really, they just won't be called Lips of Faith.
But they're so good.
I don't know what's...
What's going to happen with La Folie?
Well, it's still going to be the beer. It's like the beer is staying the same. We're just not using the Lips of Faith.
Sure.
So you guys...
Heard that one before.
So you guys are scioning your Lips of Faith. It's just going to be called Toyota now.
What?
Toyota owns Scion.
Right.
Car guy reference.
And they killed off the Scion name brand, and everything is just called the Toyota.
You don't work with cars anymore, Matt.
We're just calling it NBB White Label.
So,
White Label.
I don't know. It's not.
Aftermarket. It's
not White Label.
It's aftermarket.
Got it.
No, it's going to be our like specialty, whatever. It's not the Lips of Faith anymore. I'm sorry.
I really like that sound.
Tears of a clown.
We're still in voicemails, guys.
How many bottles of 2013?
Hey, guys. Zoro, not Zoro.
Zoro, not Zoro.
Everything is going great with you guys.
It's pretty good.
First, went to the County. Checked out Poseidon Brewery.
My jam.
As well as Topa Topa.
Height?
And on the way up, and Camarillo Institution Ales. And
Camarillo.
Casa Agria. That's a little short trip between the four breweries for the weekend. Also calling in with a recent meetup with all the Perfect Port listeners.
I get it.
Scotty B, Botana Jim, Kelly, and Chew. Great time.
Did you say Banana Jam?
Brief for me.
Banana Jam. That's a whole different kind of jam.
I was also there with both my toddler son as well as my wife. So we had to keep it brief, unfortunately, but great people as always, you know, good times. And I saw from Twitter the following, they had a great time. Anyways, just wanted to call in. Keep up the good work, guys. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for calling us on a brisk walk.
Yeah, that was a good walk. I think he worked out some calories there, so we can have another beer.
Chew sounded like he was at a bus station. This guy sounded like he was on a brisk walk. Scotty B, we know he was driving. I'm always interested what our callers are doing in the background.
I'm going to start calling you guys from like a fax bus. At the hub, too, like on Blackstone and Shields.
The best service.
You have the crackheads in the corner screaming at each other.
Do you steal my bus pass?
I'm cruising!
What?
Perfect poises to your day.
This is your second chew.
Fucking driving and calling and talking home, so
in his Impala.
You know, I'm bilingual, but I'm not like fucking, you know, like dyslexic, whatever that shit's called. Homes, check it out, eh? Just calling to let everybody know that's receiving Chocotazos bottles in behalf of myself, Holmes. Like Scotty, the Scotty from New York, Holmes. He's getting the bottle, Holmes, for creating the label. I dropped off three bottles over to Greg from FC Beer Talk, and one for the 3BZ crew.
Oh,
and
there
might be a few more going out. It all depends on my funds, Holmes. It was an unfortunate event that I was in San Diego, Holmes, had some family issues, Holmes, so I had to take the day off of my hanging out at the block and had to take care of some issues. So I had the opportunity to meet up with Greg from FC Beer Talk. And I handed him some beer. So, other than that, Holmes, just wanted to let you guys know whoever's getting the Chocotazo bottles from Chew Your Beer, my labels, Holmes, they're reusable, eh? So, once you finish drinking it, you should be able to peel it off, Holmes, and stick it on your refrigerator, eh? Because Chew Your Beer is that fucking phenomenal,
like
Holmes. And also, when you fill the label, Holmes, it has some texture, eh? So think of, when you feel it, Holmes, think of coffee grinds,
it's
eh?
It's
a little thing that I kind of worked out with one of my homeboys, eh, that's into doing shit like this, Holmes. So there you have it. Chew Your Beer is breaking fucking borders, Holmes. Fuck the wall, Holmes. Chew Your Beer is coming up with new inventions and new ideas, and hopefully my idea came through the voicemail, email. And other than that, Holmes, this is Chew Your Beer, and I to watch you. All right, Holmes, be sorry. How do you fucking hang?
I love
All right.
Sorry, I hit the wrong button, bro.
We do not have reusable labels.
We don't have any labels.
You're not very eco-friendly.
No.
Chew your
beer.
We don't even recycle. All the bottles are still in the walls.
You're not even very whale blowhole friendly.
We are not blowhole friendly.
No.
We advise against any whales coming in here.
We will plug your blowhole in a second.
Wow. Do not come in here, whales. Real
whales.
It's
Jorge, it's Evil beer Circle whales. Calling in from Bitwindy, Fontana.
Evil Circle.
Got a couple comments, so I've been listening to your beer podcasting partners over there on the 3BZ.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You guys got a couple mentions.
Yes.
Especially Chew Your Beer with Chocotazo. So, looks like the Perfect Pour is a Patreon of 3BZ, along with San Diego Beer Talk is a patron for 3BZ.
Mm-hmm.
So, they gave you guys a couple good compliments.
It's a circle
so
jerk, huh?
Podcast you need, start listening to it. Second, goes out, cheers out to Chew Your Beer for Chocotazo. Along with Zach's Brewing and Scotty B and
FC Beer
Talk for the little Chocotazo collaboration in Fresno from last month. Gotta hand it to him. That is a pretty good beer. Fontana Jim shared his one bottle with me. So that coffee Chocotazo has to be my top five of stouts I probably had.
Top five.
Cheers out to those guys and hopefully look forward to for the Zach's Brewing. So. Hopefully we can check them out at our location pretty soon. Let me know what you guys think. Keep up the good work with those beer benches. I like listening to them.
On YouTube.
Like seeing them. And Mikey, when you're trying to use a screwdriver, choke up a little bit on the bottle. All right. Take care, guys. Talk to you guys later.
Got to check our YouTube channel for that.
Will Choco Tasso be on tap when it's kegged?
The
when
most Zach's rare brewing beer. Kegs.
If Zach Brewing kegs Choco Tasso, will it be on tap at Goldstein's? Will you allow it?
I don't make the decisions.
Why not?
I'm probably going to go with no.
Oh! You haven't had Choco Tasso. 100% honesty. You haven't had Choco Tasso yet.
I wouldn't mind it, but I
don't know. I might.
Maybe.
No, they're trying to say
that keg will blow.
I'll be surprised. I'll be surprised. Blow. I'll be surprised.
One day blower.
I hope so, because I really want to try it.
That's what you bar people call it, right? One day blower?
Right, yeah. That's
that's the term. That's
blowing one day.
Yep, one day blower. Now, what is like? What's the fastest you've seen a keg blow and
Go it's got to be probably like Blue Paddle in like an hour.
No. No, Shaden, no. You can't talk for 2 minutes. You're in the penalty box. And I mean,
Red damn Stacey, it, not shut Shana, the fuck up.
Stacey. Wow. Sorry, Shaden.
I love you, Clam Jam.
Penalty box. Penalty box, Stacey. 2 minutes. What?
Centaur Gardens by Modern Times probably only lasted about 3 days.
The which?
Centaur Gardens.
Oh, but 3 Centaur days.
Centaur Gardens? What the hell was that one?
Get out of here.
We're not even that cool, so.
I'm not even cool enough to know what the fuck that
what
is.
What are you doing? Oh, shit.
Sorry. Wow. Louis the Lab's causing
sorry. Problems. It was an IPA. Oh, God. Unfiltered.
Shantar Gardens?
Centaur. Centaur.
Don't you know what a centaur is?
Come on.
Like, yeah,
half man, half beast.
Come right. on.
In a garden?
It was in my garden.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were using the yeast off of the centaur, I think, to make the beer, right?
Like centaur
they
yeast.
Yeah, they have wild centaur.
Wild centaurs ready through the Oh, yeah, the Rocky
yeah,
Mountains.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, I BuzzFeed did an article on
the
centaur
Eastern
yeast.
Sierras. Yeah, I think they have them running.
It was like off their like centaur taint. Centaint.
Centaint.
Centaur taint.
Scotty B!
The rare centaur taint.
Scotty B's driving, guys.
Sorry.
I was listening to a podcast.
I have to
pee. 3D Zing. Me and Virgo got sorry. Podcast. And they gave a mention.
You got 2 hours ago.
Choco Tasso collaboration. And
what is with this beer?
They even mentioned me a couple it. Times.
Choco Tasso.
Oh, now you want it.
I stated before I did.
I am a friend of the show 3D Zing.
There's a lot of 3D Zing talk this week.
I don't listen to it as religiously.
Don't lie.
The perfect for it. There's nothing that I listen to.
They're siphoning all our listeners.
As I listen to the perfect you try to catch the jets as they come out. And, like I said, just in case they're listening to this show, which they should.
They are.
I just want to let them know that.
They're good, they're good
the
boys.
Four voicemails to leave a message for another podcast. I'm a dick. Sorry. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Well, there's one more.
We're not 3B Zine's voicemail line, guys.
I wanted to say.
They probably have an 800 number.
Oh, there's something else. I just can't remember it. Damn.
Alzheimer's.
It has something to do with a thing happening in Orange County. A potential perfect four get together.
Behind the orange.
I'll do a follow up voicemail if I remember what the hell I was going to say. Anyway, keep up the great work.
And I'm driving.
Everyone keeps saying that. Keep up the great work. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It's like you're.
Boy, I can really tell these what, girls listen to the right? show every yeah. week.
Fontana Jim says it like goofy. Yeah. Keep up the great work.
Oh, it's like you're in a marathon or something.
Keep up. Keep it up.
Come on, you got it, guys.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Last voicemail of the week. We'll take care of all the business we need to take care of. Let's just listen to the last voicemail.
I feel like you're anticipating something here.
Hey, guys. It's Lo-Yo. Just giving you a call to say thanks for the well wishes on my new gig with Drake's.
Yay.
Everything's going awesome. So if any PP people want to come out to a Drake's event in the greater Bay Area, just hit me up. Email Lauren at Drake's.com.
You want to have a
get
it?
You guys out there. Get some beers.
Get Lauren out there.
I just also want to call bay. And check in and make sure you guys got my beer package. The first of many to come. I thought I would start you out with some of our Hotocalypse label series. So we've got the Green Label in there, the forefront horseman of our Hop Hop series, and then sticking with the Haze Craze, we got the White Label in there. And then, Nick, your love of big, black...
What? Big,
wow. I had no idea.
Stout. Yes, stouts.
Big black stouts.
Stout. Send out the barrel ale.
Hey, I like
so I hope you guys enjoy.
I'll never turn one down.
And hopefully we'll see you out and grab some beers soon. Cheers.
Wait, are cheers, those beers here?
Maybe.
Where are they?
Black are you now?
Big, black.
They're still in the
full
box.
Full-bodied.
Full.
Thick.
The stouter.
Thanks, Yo-Yo. Thanks.
The stouter and the blacker.
Usually covered in wax.
Usually.
Thank you, everybody, for the voicemails. 559-492-0542 is the line. And going around the table right now, currently,
yes,
is donated beer from that from a get-up, from a recent Perfect Pour get-up from Fontana Gym.
I thought it was get-it.
Get-it. Damn it. Motherfucking it up.
Get up and get it.
I was just testing.
You shush
get up face. And get it. Let's get up and get it, guys.
Have an egg, Mikey.
Oh, man.
You're only bitter because this show's been about IPAs this evening.
From Modern Times, I'm Golden not, Pineapple.
Hasn't. I brought beer that wasn't IPA.
This
I
is...
brought Juicy Watermelon.
Oh, yes. How dare we forget
this
that.
Is one of, this is stuff. One of those beers you only get at the tap room of Modern Times. And Fontana Gym was nice enough to give us one. And it has been the ABV has been blacked out.
ABV mm-hmm. game.
So the ABV game can be played. I have the can. Everyone has one?
Mm-hmm. I've had some, yeah.
Okay. Totally have it right now and like, not drink it 10 minutes ago.
Me. I feel like Bearded Brewer is creating a hostile podcast environment.
Well,
you're the one that doesn't like IPAs.
Contact our HR department. Producer Becky will see that. Email Becky and she will tend to that.
Or not.
Or not.
Probably not.
Delete.
I'm going to say 6.8%.
All right.
His hat is too clean.
Matt is saying 6.8%.
6.2.
Clean hat equals.
From Shyamalama Ding Dong. Nick, what is your ABV guess?
Seven.
Rad Stacy.
6.3.
With 1% more rad says 6.3.
No.
I'm going to go... Did someone say 6.7?
I said 6.8.
Undercut Matt. Sorry, Matt. I didn't mean to do that, but I did it.
The actual retail percentage without going over? Oh, shit. Brother Nick gets it. Actual percentage, 7.2%.
Damn it.
Yes. Take that.
I wasn't off. I wasn't far off.
He has a titrating palate.
I was in within one, okay?
I was an experienced palate.
I was within 0.5.
You get that from drinking
dark. This is good.
Dark
this beers. Is an unfiltered.
This is as good as a mile.
It's unfiltered. It's all new. It's all foggy and New England-y.
Shot fires back at me?
I don't know if I shot fires back. But
shot fires.
Yeah. I know what I said.
I know what I done.
I done did. I know
I done what did I done those did. Fire shots now.
Oh, fireball. I'll have one of those.
Oh, gross.
Oh, no.
Can I get a fireball with my bad apple?
Fireball yeah, barrel aged.
Oh, my God.
Get out of my bar.
Listen, we have
you're
old,
done.
We have old plumbing. We cannot handle that shit.
I can't handle that. It's going straight up.
Oh,
the
and you had rice for dinner? Great.
That veggie stir fry is coming
it's
right
time
up.
Time for a music break on the Perfect Four. Here's your Aunt Stacy from Paul.
Oh, man. My favorite.
Red Stacy.
This is the part where it gets real.
The Scooby-Doo.
It doesn't really get that real.
Oh, it's
Red Stacy.
Red Stacy.
All the other.
Now you know.
There we know. That's
the other thriving from industry Paul cigarettes.
Fairfax.
So good. I feel
Would you prefer your Overlord to be Coors or Budweiser? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. They're both the same thing, though.
Ooh.
Internationally, yes. But yeah.
Corona, maybe?
Well, her distributor house is Coors, so it's kind of
not all of them. I have one Bud house.
Well, that's right. You do like 1,000 square miles or whatever.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah, I have the entire center of California.
Oh, speaking of Rad Stacy, July 1st was their first episode.
Oh.
Episode 155.
Yeah, that was the first.
July 1st, okay.
Well, you'll have to come back in July. And then.
July 1st will be our 1 year.
We'll have friendiversary. The 1 year Clam Jam anniversary.
I'm going to get it. Clam Jam, get it.
Clam-iversary.
Clam, get it.
Podcast-iversary.
There you go.
The get it. Get-iversary.
You guys like this? Modernizer?
Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for. Looking out for beers. Looking out for
One stinky.
Hey, this is when we talk about beer, new beer releases to look out for. You think this Modern Times is stinky?
It's sticky.
Stinky.
This is an icky.
Stinky.
Stanky. It's foggy and stanky. It's a stinky fog. It's like a Turlock fog. I don't know. Turlock fog is more stinkier than ours.
Tule Turlock?
I mean, nobody's called their foggy IPAs in the valley a Thule fog, huh?
Ooh, there's a Northern California brewery that is. Damn it.
They can't Google. We're the one that.
Sandog?
Is it Sandog?
We're the one.
I hope not.
We're the ones that have
the Thule fog.
That's Merced's own brewery.
It was a weird, like, you're not Thule fog. You don't know what that is.
Yeah, you don't know what that is, jerks.
You know what, Mikey?
What?
All I'm hearing you say is blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Which happens to be a 21st Amendment beer that's in town.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
There's a beer called Thule Fog by
You're looking out
Rustler. For Rustler.
We just
that's, that's Sacramento.
Why you beat me to this?
It is, but it's still
They don't know about Thule
They have
fog.
No idea.
Yes, yes.
They don't know what that is. That's 20-car pileup fog is what Thule Fog is. You know,
they ain't got no.
Blah, 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 IPA has hit town. I'm looking out for that.
I think I saw that.
You know, it's in town. People are posting about it.
No, I'm trying to think where I saw it, though.
Fig Tree.
Sorry.
Was it Fig Tree?
It was Fig Tree.
Okay. It was Fig Tree. I totally saw Fig Tree.
Because they posted it on the Friends of Fig Tree page.
Friends?
Which we're all in now.
What?
They have their own page, and they post beer in it.
Oh, okay.
Friends of Fig Tree.
All right.
And then Booming Rollers is in town. My beer fridge does not have room for it just yet, but I am looking out for some Booming Rollers.
I agree with this looking out for.
There's also a Thule Fog Wheat by Brewery.
It was funny, like, you could tell, like, all the, on that Central Valley page or one of the Facebook pages, like, five liquor stores posted, we've got Booming Rollers. It was just like, it was a series of Booming Rollers, Booming Rollers, Booming Rollers.
Now, what is this?
It's called Modern Times Brewery. Wow. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Wow.
They're from San Diego, California.
It's another IPA.
Marvine. They're called Marvine.
Marvine.
They're called Marvine.
Modern
They're called Marvine.
Sorry, Craig. I've done you wrong.
You guys should really get Modern Times.
They're a cider house brewer.
I just really just like
cider house.
They only make 10%+ ciders. That's all they do.
Tap take over that shit.
The urinals are giants, or so you can puke in them all you want. You have to clean them out.
It's more of a trough.
Yeah,
trough. Yes.
That's
he was just in the
You
want
to go to
the
Fresno Giants games back in the '80s in Ulysses Park? They have large troughs. I remember.
You guys ever been to the saloon in Cayucas?
Yes.
They have the trough urinal.
I thought you were going
to the most awkward trough urinal of your life.
More awkward than the one at Madonna Inn?
I guarantee it's more awkward than
that.
That
was really awkward for me.
There was
waiting in line.
It was awkward for me because German German women were coming in to see this trough. Apparently, it has international fame. Yeah.
The waterfall cave urinal?
Yes. And I had just gotten done. And this guy goes, it's okay if I bring in girls, right? And I said, I guess. Okay.
Hold on. Let me get ready.
Yeah.
He's like, whoa. Like,
let me set myself up here.
Let me pump up a little bit.
Let me give myself. All right.
It's
bring
fine.
Him in.
It's fine.
Oh, man.
And they all had to come in and see the urinal and Madonna in.
Oh, no.
Well, you were there for the Friday event, though. Yeah. And so when I was there on Saturday, it was super crowded. I don't know how it was on Sips Friday.
It was crowded.
The door was open to the men's, and there's, like, a urinal right at the entrance. And everyone's like, oh, fuck it. And they're just, like, pissing, like just dicks hanging out everywhere. And all the girls were like, check
that's
this
how
fuck
we are.
Out. Yeah,
we're so guys. Funny. We love the hanging out.
Look at his taint.
Oh, my God.
Look at his taint. Weird. That's cool and all, but what's his taint like?
Screw it. I'm
really don't look at his taint.
It's like the drunk arm hang where they're, like, pressed up against the wall, too, because they're just, like,
I'm so fucked up.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that, by the
way. Only stability I have in my life.
There's no reason for that. Yeah. That's just pure showing off.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see anything except for a stream on all of them, but whatever.
Where the hell are we? Oh, we're looking out for this is a professional way for people to get information about beer releases, is what this is.
It always just turns into penises.
Penises and taints.
Man, if only the world just turned into penises. Well, that'd be great.
That'd be
great.
That'd be great.
I don't know. No, I'm going to edit that out. I'm not going to edit that. Anything else, guys? Because I think they've all been talked about. There is a Pizzaport Strong Ale Fest 2016 Imperial Stout that you should look out for.
Yes, I should. Pizzaport?
13%.
Those two words don't make sense to me.
They don't.
Strong Ale Fest.
Bourbon Bill. Yes.
That sounds like just a terrible debacle.
It's a festival of strong ale.
Like, I'll have another 3 ounces of that 18% beer. Sure,
yes,
sounds
yes, I
great.
Will.
This is my 18th try. Can you fucking imagine? Those urinals.
The urinals. Urinals will be so damaged. No. The porta potties will be completely full of urine.
I'm not going to name names, but I did early on in my New Belgium career when I was still in Santa Barbara. I did a beer fest.
You're a young doe.
The Big Fatty's Brew Fest.
Didn't know anything.
This woman was putting on this beer fest in SB, and she didn't really do the whole like keg to porta potty ratio very well.
She's like, one's good, right?
She's like, we're good with like five, right? I'm like, so there's, 200 kegs here, and all of them have to fit. They all have to fit.
They all have to fit in these five urinals.
Right. There was by the end of the, by like three quarters of the way through the festival, there was a meniscus, right? For all of you who don't know what a fucking meniscus is, look it up.
It sounds bad.
I'm like, don't rock it.
Wow.
It's gonna fucking blow.
We're crowning.
Scariest shit ever. Yeah, people were just pissing wherever. They're like, not going in there.
That looks like a bunch of prairie dogs in there.
It's about to blow. Yeah,
the rain's gotten really bad. It's gotten up into the urinals. Yeah. It's so bad, the flooding here.
When I got asked to come back to that particular festival, I was like, I'm good.
Turns out I'm on the perfect bar that week.
It was terrible. I'm like, you gotta do your math better, lady.
Yeah.
They're saving money and then they're just being stupid. Meniscus.
Pride.
It's one of my favorite words.
Meniscus.
It's pretty much everybody's.
Sounds like something to do with fluid.
But the porta potty meniscus is the worst. There's floaters!
No! Remember, everybody.
Do not drop your phone.
Don't do it.
Clutch it for dear life.
Be safe and order more potty potties.
I didn't get caught.
Oh.
Or looking out for it.
No. Oh. I thought you had like one. No. Reverse? Remix?
Shift it to reverse.
Shift it up, Nick.
Highwater Brewing's 10W40 Imperial Stout. And of course, it's in a can, you bastards.
I like the name.
10W40.
Wow. 10W40.
We know how bearded feels.
That's the kind of oil I'd run in my car.
I'm a big 10:30 guy, but that's fine.
10:40.
10:50. I go 10:50.
I'd go 20:50, but you know.
Yeah. Wait, which is more classy? 10:50 though? 10:50? You like that? 10:50
doesn't exist. It's 20:50, bro.
I use baby oil. Wow,
well, yeah.
Baby oil. Doesn't burn your eyes if you get it in your eyes.
I always figured you'd be more of a mineral oil.
No, I like the stuff made out of babies.
You realize it's not actually. Never mind.
Well, olive oil's made out of olives.
Baby oil, you never know.
Logic follows.
Just saying.
And also Drake's Wolfhound Foreign Extra Stout. Also looking out for.
Maybe we have that.
Maybe
we have a Drake's package we haven't opened up yet.
Yeah.
She already told us what's in there.
Shh. Don't ruin my surprise.
How long is that cable that you're drawing?
What are you doing?
Stop looking at me. I'm not doing anything.
You're pulling my thing away from me.
Is it years?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure stop out stuff. Stop pulling on my here, cable. Guys.
I'm trying to sound engineer while we're doing a podcast.
It's a little bit late in the podcast.
You're right, trying to pull back the... It's never too late, Matt. It's never
Shane
too late.
Is getting into it's the never too late saltines. For us.
All right.
That's how she has 20 beers a day. Mm.
Saltines.
Saltines.
Pocket saltines.
And pocket buzz balls.
Pocket buzz balls.
Got my balls next to my buzz teens. I mean, what?
Oh, God. It's always such an epic
now
time.
With more hair.
Oh, so good.
Ben caught. Drinking. Taking that bass for a walk.
I'm just upset because I don't think Rad Stacy's mic is properly mic. I'm just worried about the sound. That's all, guys. I'm sorry. Pull out your untaps. I never see Shamalama Ding Dong on Untapped.
Do you really think that I do this?
No.
Yeah.
I need you to really look at me. Do you really think that I do?
I'm looking at you.
How many beers I try
a
day?
I've been looking at you.
Let alone
all
a week,
show.
Let alone a month, let alone in the past year.
This is why you're here to tell us.
There is no fucking way, guys.
Never heard of that one. Can you
exactly.
describe it?
It sounds good.
45
though.
Taps that rotate probably
once a week.
Once
yeah,
a week. Anyways. Through all the weeks of the year.
There's at least 20 static taps at that place.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, 10. 20. 15, maybe.
Which is not far off from 20.
Fat Tire. And duh.
Speaking of, we haven't had Fat Tire.
Yeah.
It's on right now.
No.
Fat Tire 1554 are on right now, but when was the last time they were on? I'm very upset.
Last week? Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
Whenever it came back in from the Colorado.
I'm very upset.
Fuck, man. Fight, come on, you fight, sell so
fight,
much of it.
Fight.
I just drink a lot of it.
Well,
there
the
is a pile of cardboard there. Just on there. You guys can
oh,
take it
there,
out.
Like, is there a kiddie safe, pool with safe. Oil in it?
I mean, I'm down.
Well, we could figure that out.
Very happy about this.
Why didn't I have a blow-up pool ready for such an occasion?
Dear Patreon,
we need an oiled blow-up pool.
We need a KY pool.
Well, I know when people ask, like, oh, what's this beer like? You're like, read the fucking list. It says style and ABV. Go fuck
this
yourself.
This one says beer, beer, beer. I don't get it.
How many imperial coffee stouts do I have to fucking tell you about?
All of them.
It's imperial.
And it's a coffee stout.
But is it the one I need right now?
I don't know. Ask your taint.
Let me consult my taint.
Let me consult the taint.
Shane is the personal tornado of Fresno.
Yeah, that's
actually,
very accurate.
That is
pretty accurate.
Nice.
Shane is
people come to me for the abuse.
Shane
is, I was going
to
say.
It's very pleasant to me last time.
Do you
time
have return customers?
What was that?
Do you have return customers that come in specifically to be... belittled by Shayna.
Few, actually. Few. They say, we
she's
only come in, and as soon as we don't see you, they're like, we literally walk
I don't
the
know
door.
What to
I'm
do
like,
with
please,
myself.
God, don't do that.
Oh,
I'm
Stacey,
horrible. Please.
I'm leaving.
You don't want me as your bartender.
Where's the nice one?
Look for the nice one. I'm not it.
not it.
Ye has taught me well. Go fuck yourself.
Scotty B would say you're that. Nice.
Eh. I like the people that I like.
It would shock a lot of people to know that I'm all like sweetness and light behind the bar, really.
People are very intimidated by it.
There's too many times where you come up to me and say, what do you want?
Well, that's because it's you.
Okay. Well, yeah, exactly. It's like, what do you want? Yell at me a number. I'm not going to fucking serve you.
And that means I actually like you, though.
Oh, okay.
I smile at everyone else because I know that I need their tips. I know that you'll tip me regardless.
Mikey, I'll have a conversation with. We sit there and we chat.
I have to pretend.
I've already bagged that
but
one.
You usually do
nice
come in
you.
On a crazy night. What did I do? You'll come in on a crazy night.
Yeah, I went on the wrong night. I went on an anniversary night. It was like super busy. Oof. I'm like, I can't hang out with Shayna. This sucks.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, trying to do my own things. I'm like, oh,
she has to work. Boo. She has to turn to
turn
other
down
people.
Can't you ignore people and just
away.
Like talk to me?
It's Matt's usual request every day.
Those busy nights
hey,
are
you say, at work, come visit me. That's like our.
That's true.
Come visit.
Well, that and
come
it turns,
hang.
It turns into like wacky, you know, Facebook.
Wacky Wednesdays, that was a thing.
But wacky Facebook reviews, right? Where people are like, I had to wait like 5 minutes for a beer.
Guess what, man? Go fuck yourself.
And that was after I made eye contact with the bartender. Well, that's your first fucking mistake.
I don't know. The bartender was fiddling with her iPad. I don't know. Maybe that's because that's the only way she has to pay for your fucking beer, you dipshit.
She was messing around with her iPad. You mean the cash register?
Yeah, that was probably fucking it, you dipshit. Yeah. Don't come into my bar again.
She was doing selfie porn. You were onto her, totally.
I really actually prefer she midget is. Porn, Clam Jam. Mm-hmm. I thought you knew this.
I thought that was E.
Well, man, there's we share a lot of the same interests. New beer related to my Bincott going around the table.
What's that?
Ladies, I highly suggest it. It's a growler. It's one of those dying things called a growler.
I've never seen one of these before.
What is this jug? Is
Central Coast Brewing.
Single hot pale ale with mosaic hops.
Is it from the Central Coast?
5.5%.
Yeah. Monterey Street Pale with its single hop series. With
Tony
Bags
touched this growler.
Mm-mm.
I'm pretty sure I had this at the slow.
He didn't touch this. I personally got this directly from Central Coast Bar Guy.
Direct transfer.
The Matt version of Central Coast Brewing's Matt. I got it from that guy.
Hmm.
They make some pretty solid beers up there. I'm not going to lie.
I'll just go my Bincott's. I was at the Slow Brewery Fest, but on the Friday, the lame day. Central Coast Brewing was the main hit at that festival. I was not such a fan of the festival because it's all freaking Cal Poly kids, which, I mean, you would imagine.
Should have been there on Saturday.
All Cal Poly kids, and it's a tiny room with, like, the booths are all right up against each other, and it's like this kind of thing where, like, can I have beer, please?
We're all contorted positions.
Yes. You have to contort to get your beer. And there was a Fresno band playing. It was bullshit. No, I loved Motel Drive.
I was
going
to say, awesome.
I love Motel Drive. But the best thing that happened was I met the beer pope of the beer popa.
Whoa. Yeah, I met him too.
He's a cool ass dude.
Not there, though.
Popa.
Cool ass dude. And he loves the show, and he's just rad dude, and he's going to be starting his own beer podcast. He's figuring it out, so got to talk with him a little bit. And of course, I got to see Tony Bags. Tony Bags was like the king there. And like, there was nobody Tony Bags did not know there. He's like, oh, hey, it's constant like handshaking Tony Bags.
Right, but
he should have had a booth.
Did they all know him though?
Did they really know him?
I don't know. Do they know him? Bags. And apparently he is across the street.
He
lives across the street from the Banana Inn because he's like, I'm just across the street. I don't know because here's
that's a freeway.
We were
going
to say
No, it is walkable though. Okay. I've
the freeway.
I've survived going across.
Well, I had a strip of land.
I walked to the Rouse and that was kind of winded. So I don't know, man.
Yeah,
the Rouse is across the street.
It's only one hill, Mike.
That's a hill, though.
It's a hill that I don't want to cross.
It's a hill I can't cross. But it was a fun time with producer Becky, and I was with the Zacks. We hung out with the Zacks.
No way.
We had dinner with the Zacks at the Madonna Inn. That's a crazy place. Oh my gosh, that so I've never been in there before. It was crazy.
Their Sunday brunch is pretty off the fucking hook.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went into
order
the cafe.
A fat tire in a bottle.
We were in the cafe on the Saturday. Does that count? It was damn good breakfast. I'll say that. It was better than the dinner. But the Zacks, cool people. The Zacks are cool people.
Oh, are they?
They are cool people. I know you guys.
I'll hang out with them sometime.
You guys don't know. You guys don't know.
I've heard things.
They are cool people. And I had it. Still had a good time. And I also went to the Libertine in San Luis Obispo.
Mm,
their food is pretty awesome.
I've heard that place is okay.
It's very rad. Because I know the Libertine in Morro Bay has guest taps, but I didn't think this did because we get the beer list and it's the first page is all just shit ton of Libertine. All Libertine beers. I'm like, all right, I ordered a couple Libertine beers. And then I discovered there's a second page. There's another page of all guest taps.
And you saw La Terroir and you're like, fuck yeah.
Fucking A. That's why I said very loudly, too. Yeah. It was like, fuck yeah.
Like, oh, New Belgium.
Whoa, look at all these ciders, bro. Fuck. Everyone loved you.
I wish that happened. So funny. Please invite me next time.
Because it's kind of quiet in there. It's been funny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck! Hey, kids! See this shit?
Fucking ciders! Fucking all above 10%, bro! We're gonna have a fucking good time here!
Where's the urinal?
I'm sorry in advance, but you're gonna see my taint.
I'm tainting it up. Oh, look, somebody brought their kid. That's gonna be interesting later.
Oh my god. This is taking a turn.
It's a good place. I like
oh,
it.
Oh no. This is not good.
I went to California Fresh Market in San Luis Obispo.
CalFresh is rad.
CalFresh. Yeah. I'll just say this. It is rad. But I just noticed that we've talked about Ballast Point, buyout point many times before. They've kind of ruined the CalFresh doors for me. Cause there's like and not just CalFresh, it's just all other craft beer doors. Because there's so much Ballast Point now. And people that don't know are just like, oh yeah, Ballast Point's craft beer. But, and so they place it in the craft beer placement.
But
it just completely taints my craft beer doors. See what I did there?
I bet it taints your craft beer taint.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, look at all these taint prints on this door.
Yep.
So on Ballast, the back door.
Ballast Point is the taint of craft beer now.
Oh God.
Craft beer's taint. It's Ballast Point.
I just don't believe that that's true. There's still I think amazing, it is. Well, there's still amazing people that work there making amazing beer. I'm just saying.
Amazing? Like seven
so
variants of
variant oh of my god.
Sculpin is amazing.
No, I fucking hate IPAs.
I will allow you to keep going about this. Yes.
But go ahead.
Well, no, I'm done. They've had too much playtime on here.
Oh, we're making money, so we're bad.
Yeah, they're like making so much money. It's the assholes.
Hand over taint.
Hand over taint. Making money hand over taint here, guys.
Don't buy the taint that feeds you.
God.
Wow.
I swear. I hate craft beer drinkers. I mean, I love you all.
We're the worst. We are really the worst.
U-U-R-S-T.
That's why we love craft beer, though, because we can be the worst.
Bunch of hippies. Bunch of burners. Burners and hippies and friggin'.
Yep. Day Where blazers. Else do we have to go?
Taint licking day blazers.
Fucking hashtag day blazers.
So crazy. A whole bar was created around it.
God damn it.
Son of a bitch. Sorry.
Was there anything else we were going to say about Tony Bags?
Mention him Tony so Bags times. Is going to do it. Get it.
Get it.
Get it at his
in
house.
Slow.
So no,
get it slow and slow.
Tony bags.
It was a long day for us as a couple for drinking, and after the
what
the
you and bags?
No. Us, me and a couple. I wish.
God,
I wish. I would love to be Tony Bags' significant other.
His bus one.
Yeah, his bus boy.
I think his lady would be a little upset about that.
Whatever. I don't think she'd be that upset. Really, tell you the truth. It'd take a lot of pressure off her. I'm just saying.
I'm going to text her right now.
All right. See what happens. She will be She will get that at 6:05 tomorrow morning. And
she won't like, really who mean the that much. Fuck is this Mikey guy?
What the fuck? What's he been doing last night? What the hell happened? But I don't know where the fuck I was talking about. No. God dang it.
It's falling apart.
Clam jam. I've been clam jam. I'm blaming clam jam.
You have officially been clam jam.
Two shells, one clam.
All right. The point is, Tony Bags is awesome. Tony Bags invited us to his house. This is what I was getting to. Tony Bags invited us to his house after the festival.
Stop
he's
pounding.
Like, he's like, open up. We're gonna bottle. We're gonna open up Wales, bro. We're opening up Wales. Oh it God. Didn't end up happening because it just got too late in the night, and we were at the Madonna Inn.
Story always goes.
It got too late in the night.
Yep, it got too late in the night.
Like we saw the whales.
I'm so
but we
super
catch
disappointed.
Them.
I didn't get to open up bottles.
We just really wanted to open those bottles.
Open them bottles.
My taint was very thin.
So you had shark fin soup instead.
Matt, Bearded Brewer 87 on Untapped.
Yes.
What have you been caught drinking?
Delicacy.
We try to get this train back on the rails. I'm sorry.
You know where you are?
No, I don't.
Okay, good.
You're in the jungle, basically.
Oh, this is a jungle. Will I die at all?
You are going to die.
Oh, shit.
Naked and alone.
so naked and all hope. So afraid.
So some of the Tioga workers
naked and brave
discovered that if we all have a day off,
you have a workers?
We could probably go somewhere that is relatively nearby and have beer.
New Belgium.
You're like a Huey Lewis song. All I want is a couple days
we
off.
We got anybody? In the car. We went up the 99. Right up the we went over to Los Banos, and we decided which way to go: turn left or right. And we decided to go left. So we ended up at Alvarado Street Brewing. And
swipe left.
It was wonderful.
Damn it!
While I was there, they had a Mosaic IPL. I enjoyed that beer twice while I was there. The cold pressed IPA, coffee IPA, that was interesting enough. It was good. When the Doves Cryo, which is what we just had on this podcast, beautiful IPA collab with Cellar Maker. They had an export stout called Tall, Dark, and Handsome. I enjoyed that beer. Got a crowler for the brother for him to take home.
What?
Tokyo Black Porter. I enjoyed that as one of my shower beers last week. The Trenton Project. I finally got around to drinking that 22-ounce at home. And from the single section at Whole Foods, I picked up a Citradelic. I saw that sitting there and did not have a mud mask, but I did enjoy one of those beers.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like the mud mask is proper with that. But this is a total inside joke, so yes. Sorry, podcasters. Gosh.
You have to be in the group chat.
I gotta be in the group chat.
Alvarado.
The Sheen has got the drumming down.
The rest of Monterey could still be cool. They have an ocean which you could drink beer on because there was nobody that cared that we did that. But Alvarado.
The ocean police didn't show up?
Nope. Hey, what are you doing over there?
What are you doing?
Stealing rocks and drinking beer.
Stop putting plastic bags in the ocean, jerk.
Yep.
A fat tire can on the beach looks like a Pepsi.
Oh, hey, that's a good point.
I've never been caught.
Drinking?
Do a little pinky up nod at the cops and they're like, what's up?
Hello. I'm enjoying this soda down here.
I'm just having this Pepsi.
Just one Pepsi? Far from suicidal.
Me and my daughter.
I can't say that we really looked at the brewery.
Is that your cop voice?
That is. That's my I'm totally being cool voice.
Ah, yes.
Everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
Let's just wait it out, Matt.
We walked in. We immediately saw the bar. We immediately saw people and said, take us to your beer garden. We went to the back patio.
Oh, my God. Was it really like that?
Yeah.
Was that an industry nod? No. Industry.
The brewers were off beer collabbing. Garden. With other brewers, so they weren't there, so we couldn't talk to them.
They were just totally collabing.
They're like, sorry, we're just bar staff.
Sorry, we're collabing.
The brewers aren't here, so.
They're collabing.
We're just, like, totally the bartenders.
Yeah. We're totally skeleton staff up in here, bruh. I can't even help you right now.
We can't serve you because our servers are off at another brewery.
Sorry, unless you're ordering ciders, I can't help you right now.
I know what glasses.
Please drink outside.
Sorry.
This is a typical cider glass. Cider glass.
Fucking.
What do you serve a cider? What do you serve? Does cider have its own glass? Is there a typical glassware for cider? I want to know.
Plastic bag.
The urinal.
There you go, bro.
You're going to be here anyway.
It looks like a Capri.
You might as well just stay here.
You're going to be here eventually.
I'd like to announce that urinal number one is taken up.
So your girlfriend's tank is probably what we're serving.
Well, like a lot of people are like, oh, well, I just want, you know, I've been working out, I've been going to the gym, so I only drink cider now. And I'm like, that's totally counter fucking productive.
You put sugars in that shit?
Like, are you serious?
God damn it.
I'm going to drink high calorie ciders now because I'm working out. All
right. Because, you know, the gluten.
Really I just have a really. Bubble. I'm just gluten sensitive, you know.
God,
Brad states.
My glutes are sensitive to beer, so I just drink cider.
Well, so I have some people. I'm like, I eat when I'm hungry, and I drink when I'm thirsty, and I have sex when I'm horny, and that's my healthy.
That's the way to live life.
Clam jam when I want to.
Pretty sure that's how God intended. Pretty sure that's how God intended life. And people are trying to figure out what's life all about. You just name.
Make
it
sure
right
you're
there.
Feeling good, man.
Yeah.
Right.
Whatever that means.
Boom. Figured it out.
Eat when you're hungry.
You just gotta be right.
Fuck
you,
when you're horny.
Yeah.
Drink when you're thirsty.
Yeah. Right. Boom.
Clam jams.
And they're like all pretty closely related.
When someone says, let's have a clam jam, you accept it and just go for
it. Right. Well, it's bad luck not to.
Yeah. You're like, nah.
You won't get the pearl, baby.
Yeah.
Like when someone offers you a mint, you can't say no.
Can't say no?
Yeah.
So I tried a.
Not after Edo, yeah?
No, never. It's bad luck.
A snail the other day.
Someone's like, your breath fucking stinks.
That was interesting.
Escargot?
Tried the escargot the other day.
Yeah. That's the first time you've had escargot?
That? Yeah.
Where was that?
Very right? Garlicky.
It is garlicky.
Was that in Fresno?
No, it was in Shaver.
Yeah.
You had escargot?
Only Shaver has escargot.
Which was not.
She busted out the buzz balls.
Buzz balls
was at the escargot. TP, the trading post.
Was it the catch of the day?
Were you done with your?
Anyways, Matt, back to you. Oysters were tasty too.
Could you please keep us on the rails? Nope, he's closed his notebook. It's
were
over.
They mountain oysters.
The Nick 80. What have you been caught?
I'm gonna pass.
Oh, here I'm passing. All right, we'll come back to you. Shamalama ding dong. Is there something super cool that you've had lately?
No.
Nope. It's just a shit show of beer.
Shit show of beer. When I've been drinking a ton of recently has been the Hobo Pilsner.
Oh. Yeah,
which I'm a big fan of.
Industry beer.
She's a big fan of hobos.
I'm a big fan of the hobos.
And their Pilsner.
It's what I drank on my birthday.
Toilet Pilsner.
You're like, hey.
Toilet Pilsner.
Somebody's got a little sign on the corner, you know, asking for beer. Like, hey, I love your pilsner.
Drink a hobo.
It's called Underpass Golden Ale.
Hi-yo. Oh,
the man. Fortunate Islands. Fortunate Lands. I can't remember what it's called. Don't listen to me. Fortunate.
Yep. The lands are fortunate.
Yes.
That's what it's called.
Mega it's Fortune Islands. Beer. There we go. It's another Modern Times. God damn it, Modern Times.
Damn you, Modern Times, and your beer.
Double IPA.
Drinking, bring good beer.
Yeah.
Assholes. Fuck you. It's showing us what good beer could be.
Brainless on Raspberries has been good, too.
Brainless on Raspberries.
On Nitro.
On Nitro. Raspberry beer on Nitro?
Yeah.
Brainless, who's that from?
Epic.
Oh.
Doing some good stuff, my friends.
Randy.
On Nitro.
Fucking
huh?
Randy.
Fucking Randy.
His mom.
Randy. Brad Stacey.
Do you even know who I am?
I know who you are. I've just got Shamalama Ding Dong on the brain.
Now introducing.
Next caller, please.
Would you have beer? Do you have the beer? Drink beer. Tell us what it is.
So I've been drinking a lot of dark beer. I've been super hooked on, and I know it's not a new beer at all, but Obsidian Stout, Deschutes. Like,
what an old beer. Oh my God, you drink that still?
It was super fresh.
I'll second that emotion.
Oh. Fresh with the pH. It's fucking great. Mm-hmm. I love that beer. So drinking a lot of that. 1554, of course. I know it's not new either. You know, but that's because There's not a lot of good new stuff.
That's
coming.
The second.
That's very true.
Oldie but goodie.
So it's.
I am 35 years old.
So beard.
I know what's good. I ain't wasting my time on
beer. Beer is played out now. They've done. Everyone's done all the beers.
Everyone has done
all the beers. Done all they can. So it's like just go back to the basics now.
Yeah. There's nothing new out there. There's just people who make things a little better, and that's it.
They just take a little more care.
You know, if you care about your craft, you can make a good beer, then you've got something. If you're just making beer because you're fucking bored. Then
bored beer. That's a new thing. Like, I can tell the brewer's bored.
Something else to do. Go like be a CHP officer or something.
That's your office.
Go work for Caltrans. If you fucking sign for 12 hours.
Brew bad beer, go work for CHP, asshole.
Stands for can't handle police work.
CHP is notorious for terrible, terrible home brewers.
Sorry for any of you that are listening to this now. You're like, damn it, I'm no, really
they're
good.
Probably like, yeah, they're right.
My freaking root beer brown was super awesome. Well, newsflash.
Just, it was a little undercarbonated, but it was still pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I like beer. Just regular. I just want to drink a lot of beer, and I don't want to be challenged by it. You know, I don't want to have to put a fucking helmet on.
Keep it simple.
To drink your freaking quadruple IPA.
You're a kiss drinker. Keep it simple, stupid.
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, shit. That was not what I wanted to do right there. I got the C's mixed up.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers.
It's my favorite song, guys.
This is your favorite?
This is my zen moment of the show.
Show
and we'll give it out
some cheese.
Cheese.
Still time for some fireball shots
at
the local bar.
Where are the buzz balls?
Ow! Last call, cheese. Suck it up, cheese. Last call.
Ringing the bell.
Cheers to the fish from Stardust. On Shaw and Fresno, if you're old enough, I know Shyamalan Ding Dong's way too young.
No, I'm 12.
She's like 12 years old.
I don't know why.
Because that's what he used to
you
do.
Mean
it was
21,
like,
right?
It was like, wink. It was 1:55 a.m. He'd be like, suck it up! Last call! Suck it up! Because he'd go right to 2, man. Didn't fuck around. He went right to 1:59:59. He'd let you go all the way to the legal limit. So, respect.
Yeah.
Respect that.
And then he was like, get the fuck out.
Yep. And then it was like,
then yeah. When 2 o'clock came.
Yep.
I gave gotta you go. A
chance.
2 minutes.
Stardust is a bar that would be closed at 2
a.m.
It would close at 2 a.m. and open at 6 a.m. So there was just a 4-hour window of not being open.
Just enough to clean the urinal.
There, California's trying to make it where the bars can be open till 4 a.m. Can I expect Goldstein's to be open till 4 a.m.?
No.
It's legal for them to be open till 4 a.m., but stop serving at 2.
Right.
We do have the license to stop serving at 2. Will we? No. We don't care.
And there's county ordinances, too. Like, north of Shaw, you can still only stay open till midnight and all that.
North of Shaw.
Doesn't matter.
NOS versus SOS, man.
South of Shaw, north of Shaw. The classic battle.
We will still close at 12.
The brig.
No matter what, no matter how legal it is.
No matter how, it's still legal. We can stay open until 2.
Nothing good happens after.
But nothing good happens after midnight.
That's what they say.
Because like people want to let it all hang out.
And I really don't want to see any more taints.
If you like, if you like taints, then a lot of good stuff happens
after. Good for you. I'm happy for you.
All kinds of
stuff. I don't want to see it.
Well, don't be in my text feed at midnight on New Year's because that's what that
shit goes.
That can happen.
Gonna let your taint hang out?
Yeah, there are several friends of mine that know exactly what my taint looks like. cheers! Cheers to Cody Ryan, 1989. Cheers to the Beer Pope again. Beer Pope. Cool ass dude, yes, and he's also double my height. So it was like we look like whatever.
So he's like 5'8"?
A short guy and a tall guy. Yeah. Yeah, he said, oh, shots fired. Hey. That was good. I respect that. That was a good joke. M. Pint Shanks. Cheers. Christina B. El Paso. Bobby Diesel. Pedro the Elder. Our boy. And Beer Notes. Cheers to Beer Notes. Beer Notes on Instagram. Just all one word, Beer Notes. He has a Moleskine notebook. Ooh. And he does his beer notes. He'll put one page in the Moleskine of the label, and then he'll do all his beer tasting notes on the other page. And it's very meticulous, and that's his whole Instagram feed is his beer notes on his Moleskine.
Please just keep saying Moleskine.
Moleskine. Moleskine.
Beer notes on Moleskine.
What's he gonna do in Moleskine? What's he gonna do when cans take over?
So hot right now.
That's true, huh? He's gonna have to draw them. He's gonna have to draw the labels. Moleskine.
Why are you looking at me like this?
Gosh.
Moleskine. What's happening? I don't know what's happening.
Don't say it.
It's driving Shyamalan Ding Dong crazy.
You said that you were podcasting with us and you said to tune in on Friday to see how it went.
Tune in.
Did I say tune in? Who said that?
You said tune in.
I said
Mateo did.
Tune Fry.
Could be anybody.
Firmicidal tendencies and Reggie 559 firmicidal.
That's good.
And of course, Tasty Niche on Twitter.
Yeah.
She's being very cool. Tasty Niche is the best beer tuber on the planet. Make sure you're following her on the YouTube. We also have a YouTube channel, and we have the beer bench.
Now it says turn it.
We've all done a beer bench.
Show it win.
What? What's happening?
Do you know how to spell tune, Mateo?
Matt, do you have some cheers?
T-U-N-E.
Cheers to Jason from Spokeasy, because he picked me up a can of Lazy IPA from Alvarado Street, even though I did go there.
He picked you up some from the place you were at.
And I went to afterwards, so he inspired me to go.
Jeez.
Assholes.
Jerks. Give you beer from all of us. I've already been there, bro.
I fixed it.
Podcasting.
No, it says turns
in credit to see
you
how it went.
The worst. Oh my god.
I'm done with you.
Grammatically, you're making me mad right now.
Make sure you turned in credit.
I'm grammatically mad right now.
Grammatically mad. Negative, so I am.
Hashtag grammatamad.
That's a cool beer name. Grammatically mad.
Grammatamad.
Oh, that was all. That's all your cheers, ma'am.
Yeah, I mean, he inspired me to go to the Alvarado streets and have a good time.
Man,
they have good food. They have good beer.
I want to go.
They have good.
My friend Aaron
garden.
Like just before you did, he texted me a picture of he was buying some Alvarado Street in a grocery store, and he was like, "Look, I'm buying Alvarado Street." I said, "Fuck you! We're no longer friends."
And I was like, hey, buddy, do you want some Lazy IPA? And you're like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
And there you go.
I might have some. I don't. No, we don't.
I'll take it.
Hey, well, I will. I'm going to take it. Nick, do you have cheers?
I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know.
Cheers.
It's a clam jam.
Clam jam.
Single can slam.
Single can slam.
Single can slam.
Cheers to
hot celebrity.
Werebear.
Werebear, the band, Valley, local band,
indie
Werebear.
Band.
Were as in werewolf, Were, W-E-R-E,
right.
Bear.
Werebear.
Can you tell What's-His-Face to write a clam jam song?
Damn, What's-His-Face.
No, we cannot tell him anything.
Has Paul not
Paul can do Paul a clam does what he song?
But you can pray to Satan, and Satan might put in a good
Satan.
Word for you.
Please.
Clam jam, what you gonna do? I don't know.
No.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
That's not the song.
Clam jam.
Hey, Jesus. She's not satisfied with one song. You're like, where's my second song?
I feel like Shane is being left out.
I am.
Oh, I want a Shyamalama Ding Dong song.
It's really about her.
I will survive.
What style of music would you like it to be in?
I want it to be a rap. Because
Paul can do it.
Old school.
We're asking Shayna.
Oh, sorry. Shayna, what style? Clam jam
either
song.
Totally I want to go ska or I want to go rap.
She wants it either
scraps.
He could do that.
Scrap.
We haven't
ska
heard
rap songs.
Now we have not heard Paul do a ska song, but I am confident that Paul
she
can
prefers
do a ska.
Drake.
Totally, I doubt that somehow. I think this is more like Eazy-E.
In too deep. You know?
Or some boy band stuff.
Just or in, some boy band NSYNC.
I really prefer some NSYNC.
We're just having too much
fun. So if you
can
do that, I'll.
Was there any more
I'll
cheers, Nick?
Cheers to Red the Trucker and also Loyo.
Loyo! We got the package.
For the big, dark, black stout.
Next week, we're going to feature.
I think it was just big, black stout.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Not dark?
No, just big, black stout.
Just big, black.
Yeah.
There you go.
You girls okay? Anything you girls want to cheers or say? Have something to say to the world, make a statement right here. Here's your cheers platform.
I'm one and only shot.
Drink your beer, don't be a douche.
Drink
that
beer,
try the cider.
try the cider.
Don't drink the fucking cider.
Fucking
I said beer.
Cider.
I mean, drink your beer, don't be a fucking douche.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's about it.
Yay.
Keep your
One foot in the gutter, one foot in the clouds. Keep your tank clean and
keep your clam jammed.
Clean your clam jam.
Damn. Keep your tank cleaned and your clam.
Douche your clam jam and you'll be all good.
I think we'll be fine. Life is good.
It is good.
Life is pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, beer, life is good. Have fun.
Thank you.
Keep driving. Dorktown Network, a podcast. Listen to all of them. At Perfect Pod.
Until next week.
Hey, Sunburn!